there. So my job is I go visit these people that we selling the product that we sell. So my boss and I went to this customer that I guess it kind of had a bad taste in their mouth for us in the past over something that happened, you know, sins of the father kind of deal. Anybody that works in sales knows how that ends up going. So we're sitting there and talking to them about our programs and whatnot. And you know, the people who run that department are okay with what we're doing. And they had actually called us and wanted to get on board. So the old man who owns the place, they're like, uh-oh, y'all are fixing to get it. So he comes in and he rips me and my boss a new one for 45 minutes about how our companies ran and this, that, and the other. And he's really just hammering us hard. And he looks at me and what he's wanting to know is how often will we see you and how often will you can you work with our team here? So he says, he looks at me and says, "Young man, are you available?" I said, "No, sir, I'm married." And from that point on, it was completely different. He took us in his personal office afterwards and was telling us all about his family.
Look at you breaking the ice.
Yeah, you know.
Who'd ever think the insensitive giant would break the ice?
I may talk slow, but I'm pretty quick with
it. Yeah, speaking of slow, that was a 3-minute intro.
I know, right? Yeah, we lost 4 viewers there. And we're down to 4. So, what's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 106, the Realm of Collectors video podcast. It's on audio, too, for you audio listeners. Thank you. Got a slim squad tonight. A lot of people have taking a huge dose that can't make it in, the new prescription drug to help your podcast woes. So we have called in some backup here. Let's do some intros. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen, coming up first is the Brinkalizer himself, the master of the totes, Brian yes, Brink.
The master of the totes. That skill is coming in quite handy this week, I must say, since I shall be toting stuff to NJCC this upcoming weekend.
You know, Brian, I'll have to say that I reversed Brinked today. I took stuff out of tote.
Did you?
Yes, a good bit, actually. And I actually need to get a tote because I have a pile of Fans Toys boxes about as taller than all of my children that I need another tote to put it in. But I will as well be toting this weekend. I actually got one more tote out. The word of the day is
tote. Scroat.
That's right. And you guys don't use buggies at the grocery store. You use carts.
So. Yes, they're shopping carts, not buggies. We drink soda, not pop.
That's another funny story. I had that happen. We were at the We Is, as it's called, the grocery here. And we bought a
what?
Ton of groceries.
What?
Yeah. They call it We Is because We Is open.
You're talking about Weiss?
It's Weiss, yes. I was told it's called We Is. We Is open.
We Is.
and my wife and I were checking out, and Kelly said to the clerk, "You want me to grab another buggy?" And she said, "I'm sorry, what did you just say?" So it's not quite you know, all New Jersey here, but Maryland is definitely not Alabama. So moving down the line here, coming up next is my own very personal Thunder Thief. Very personal. Young Daniel.
It's always personal between me and you.
That's right.
Everyone.
I'm just glad to see you on the show again there, Dan.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Somebody's glad.
Up next is our
I only need one person to be glad.
Up next is our traveling man. I think he moved further than I did. Of course, you just moved a year ago, so you're like that. You're Mr. Bounce Back there. Kenny Prime, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for inviting me. Yeah, it was 2 years. It felt, now that I'm back, it felt like it was a lot less time. But yeah, so I'm at the temporary shelter at the moment.
Shelter? Don't say it like that.
I'm using the Wi-Fi from the truck stop.
Kenny's going to start getting some PayPal payments. Hey, man, until you get back on your feet, man, we got you.
Is that your mom's attic, Kenny? Where are you?
No, it is not. It is not.
Mom's attic. That's great.
Okay, hey, and not for nothing, Kenny. We didn't invite you on here because people couldn't make it. I invited you before the weekend. Before everybody took their high dose of,
it was yeah.
Can't
was
make it in.
Last week, I think that you hit me up.
Yeah, I'm sure you were very excited to come hang out with Jay Ruse, and he's not here.
It's all, you know, lets me down.
Destiny, again. Man, destiny takes precedence.
Yes.
Destiny comes next month. You'll never see him again.
That Destiny 2 demo is like he's got a Warhammer game going tonight.
Should make a lot. He's playing Destiny on a VR headset and blindly playing 40K on the table.
That's what it is.
But thanks, Kenny. And wake up, will you?
I'm awake.
He's drinking that America beer.
Yeah.
America. All right. Speaking of America, the most patriotic man on the panel, the godfather of the RFC. That's Mike.
That's me. Yep, that's me. Most patriotic. Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Enter the Realm.
And my name is Chris Pinkerton, if you're nasty. Let's do that one more time. It was so much fun. Gentlemen, let's discuss how we spent our disposable income over the last 7 days with a little segment I like to call, What'd You Get? Brian Brink.
Yeah, I got a few things. I got to see Fans Toys and Mega Supreme this weekend.
Fans Toys.
Ankle tilts.
So I was pretty happy about that. Yeah, Dust isn't going to like it because he saw a picture of it before he owned it, so he immediately hates it.
Yeah. I could see that it's not going to. It's only going to stand one way and one way only.
Well, how else would you want
at
it to
somebody
stand
else's
on
house?
Goddamn tiptoes. Shit. Dust wants a fucking pussy popping
well,
on.
Well, Brian needs those.
He wants to put in a tutu and have it do ballet.
You need to have them ankle tilts when they're sitting in the bin. In a tote, you know?
That's right. Well, fortunately, he's a parts former, so he'll fit in the tote just fine.
A parts former? Right. No way. I'm never buying that.
Well, he was anyway. He's always been a parts former.
Yeah, even in the show.
You know, somebody needs some to come up in that. You're really transforming that thing. It shouldn't be a parts former. 2017.
All right. So, anyway, that was fun. Got to meet Hung. I haven't seen him since the last NJCC, I think. And some other people were there. You know, while I was there, they bought us pizza and stuff like that, and I felt obligated to buy toys. It was at this toy shop called Play With This Toys and Collectibles.
Where is that exactly?
It's in Merchantville, New Jersey. It's just down the road from NJCC, actually.
We're doing like those figures to play with this too?
Supposedly, yeah. I was talking to Bricks, and he said that they had something to do with that Kickstarter, I think.
What's it called again? Play With This?
Play With This, Toys and Collectibles.
And then they were naming like the part that they were trying to make figures play with this.
Yeah, it was like an homage or something like that to them.
Didn't they make an add-on kit for Fans Toys Phoenix so the ankles move?
Is that also the same as a homage?
Homage. Indeed.
Homage.
Homage, yeah.
Omagi.
No, homage. Awesome.
I think
Brian's computer freeze, or are you just like just sitting there?
I'm just sitting here listening to people try to pronounce words.
All right.
Ooh.
So, Brian, what did
you going? We got him going.
Tell us about
vroom, vroom. The chainsaw's going.
Tell us about the toys you bought at this extravaganza.
All right. Well, I don't know. I just started going down another sort of rabbit hole, you know, for lack of a better term. But basically, I got some more Marvel Legends because I think I want to get representations of the movie characters. So I picked up Drax, and I got a Falcon from the Civil War one. And I got a Yondu.
Nice.
You really dive in.
Maybe your father, but you ain't your daddy.
Yeah, and I picked up... I picked up a NECA Terminator from Terminator 2.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Yeah, so he's pretty awesome.
And your soft one, goods.
Yeah, I had one before, but it didn't pose. So that's
funny. Well, Brian, you and I can be fast friends because I have some stuff I know you're going to be interested in.
All right, fantastic.
Maybe a little HTF, as they say.
Oh, very cool. I'm excited. Oh, and I picked up a little White Magnus, which they gave me for free. That's nice.
How big is the store?
It is very small.
Hmm.
Very small.
Is it chock full of goodness?
I would say it is chock full of goodness. From corner to corner, peg to peg, they got it all kinds of stuff jammed in there. Prices are pretty good, too, on some of the current stuff. And some oldies.
I wonder why you don't get a table at NJCC.
They do, actually.
Oh, they do?
But they just don't have a sign that advertises.
Oh, okay. So they're there all the time.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Cool.
What did I want to say? Chris, it's smaller than your basement, I can tell you that. And I've never been to your basement. I can just tell it's smaller.
Yet. Haven't been to his basement yet. Hey,
that's right.
So.
Yet. All right. Young Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He's just getting ready for late September.
Mm. Yeah,
go ahead and lay it on us here, Daniel.
Right on. So my haulage is DBZ themed this week, which is nice. I got a Dibsa, yeah, Dragon Ball Z, for those who aren't initiated. But yeah, I got they came out with a new card game, so I picked up a starter deck for that because I want to check that out. And straight from Japan, I got this bad boy. The Figuarts Scouter Vegeta 2.0. I actually did bust him out already. He's pretty awesome. Comes with two heads, which is cool, so I can put that on my other Vegeta. And then the big one that I've been anticipating for a while.
I'm sorry, Dan. Are you saying vagina?
Vegeta.
It's just some. Like
say Vegeta, some say vagina.
Like buy this Vegeta and you can make all your vegetables for dinner.
Funny enough, it is a that is what it is. It's a joke.
If you, is it a slap chop?
No, it's like vegetables. Then the big haul, which I've been waiting on, which I'm glad I finally got, was this bad boy right here. This is a the Bandai Figure Rise Time Machine model kit from Dragon Ball Z. This thing is awesome. Oh. Happy to have it. Yeah. Oh. So I had this.
That was a model kit?
Yes, sir.
Now is that how they visit the planet? Like when they come down?
No, so there's a part where Vegeta's son comes from the future into the current present.
Jeez.
He uses this machine to do that. So
it looks like the Cobra Pogo.
So I have a question. Is that a official item, or is that like a Dragon Ball Z third party kind of thing?
This is official. So it's made by Bandai, which also makes the Figuarts, but it's a different line. They have a whole line Figurize that are for their model kits. So it's technically a bigger scale, but you can kind of finesse it and make it work with your other stuff.
Can you tell me what kind of techniques you use to finesse? I'm very interested in this.
Trick photography.
So is that like using 7-inch wrestling figures as background goons with your 6-inch figures? Is that what you're...
Yes.
I'm not familiar with these fancy terms you're using, Dan.
It's like they made
the Finagle.
With Gandalf over here and Frodo way down here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're using perspective.
Weren't the...
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you. That's all you needed to say.
Were those official...
I like saying the word finesse. It's fun. Finesse.
Shut up, Lord Finesse.
Finesse. Who was saying something?
That's going to be Dan's new nickname, Lord Finesse.
Were the little white capsule like egg things? Those were like a third party, weren't they? Or were those official too?
I'd have to see what you're talking about. I have an idea what you're talking about.
The little Mark from Mark egg. The little nanu nanu.
The little like egg. Devil,
What's that?
I know you have it because I
think the space pod? Yeah, that's a third party.
Okay. I knew something was that they made because obviously the third party is less abound with other lines, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah, they had that, then the same line that made the time machine end up coming out with it, their own, but it looks like shit, so I stuck with the other one.
Okay, cool.
All right, Dan.
That is all I got this week among stuff I made.
Kenny Prime.
So I haven't gotten a whole lot in the midst of everything, but I did pick up.
You did get a place to live, though.
I did get a place to live, which is nice.
At the shelter.
Battered women.
Soup kitchen's right around.
Soup. They got great Wi-Fi at the soup kitchen.
It's in the fucking shelter for battered women.
I got my first Figuarts figure.
I was going to ask about that.
I got the Chun-Li.
Dem dies though.
That with no support, she can do it no problem. Not the kit because I moved her. So I'm pretty happy about that because I've never had a Figuarts figure. So I'm probably gonna go all in on most of this.
Wait a minute, all those ladies that you buy, they're not Figuarts?
No, those are statues.
Those are Kota Bakia, right?
Yeah, a lot of them are Kota Bakia.
They're easier to clean.
Sorry, guys. I'm trying to bring some life here. Come on, wait a minute.
I got the Blitzwing, which I am so fucking happy about. What's it? Titan's Return? Yeah. He's.
You found one?
I finally found one. Finally found one.
In the wild, or did you order it online?
In the wild. Online, nobody's in stock still, because I was just going to get him and Octane together, but I got the Blitzwing, which I wanted more.
Them fucking things have been out 6 months. Nobody can find them.
I know.
I've seen them a million times, man.
Wow.
So hopefully I'll find an Octane, so I don't have to do anything online with that one. But I also got the Clone Cube pack, the Wingspan and Cloudraker. And so now I just need to get that other stupid big box set that comes with the Prime that I don't need. But I want the last.
You need it.
Well
somebody, I mean, you might have some friends on this panel that can help you out with that.
All right, work. Sounds good.
Kenny, I was on this, I heard the show Plastic Fanatics on Saturday, and I think we heard that Takara will be doing the proper two packs for those clones.
Oh, nice.
If you want to wait.
Okay, I very well might, because I did want the Metal Hawk and the Tidal Wave, so I did want half the set anyway. But it was just, it's $50 more. It's $150 as opposed to the other set being $100, which is kind of, I don't understand how they just jack it up 50%, but... I was gonna, you know, try to sell something for the first time in my life, probably with that Prime. Yeah.
Other than that ass.
Wow.
Well, Kenny, you coming down to NJCC? You're only like 7 hours away.
I will be at one soon. Not the next one.
That's what I said. You can come down here, sell your stuff, maybe find somewhere you're looking for.
Yeah, you can sell all sorts of stuff. Smelt the rocks cooking. At it.
Just like, this ass.
Just use the shelter's private chopper.
Here in North. That's right. You'll get it done. All right.
Because it's not
Mr. Dust Mites.
I got absolutely nothing. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. TFCon's right around the corner. I'm just trying to save money, especially after spending money on that fucking white abomination that's sitting next to me. It's actually still in the same spot.
Baby, I
was here when Chris was here last week in the same pose. So
that's because it's sticky. Sorry.
Yeah.
You still have the abort guy, so why don't you just keep him and sell the other one?
That's the plan.
Oh, all right.
NJCC, baby. 180 on the table.
It's not doing it for you.
Yeah, you weren't here last week.
I know I wasn't. I apologize.
No, it is not.
That's surprising because everyone, you know, loses their shit.
That's it. That's it. Because everyone.
Everybody.
Except me. I mean, everybody knows my story.
Dust wants to be a Phoenix martyr.
That's it. Shout out to ankle tilts everywhere.
Listen, when you ride into battle last, it's hard to be a martyr. I'm just going to say. If you've gotten it first, you know, you might have strayed some opinion.
That's right, man. Join the Vanguard with the rest of
them. Now, listen, I'm going to be honest with you, Dust. At this point, you need to start singing a different song if you want to sell that son of a bitch. It's the best thing ever. You just don't have room for it. It's too big.
No, because there's enough sheep out there that'll buy it. You know, them fans toy sheep.
I know, right? I'm one of them. Talk all that shit. I know what's going on.
Those ankle tilts are bad.
Nah, they're not that bad. Because, you know, he's another one you're not. I don't know. I don't think.
And okay, you opened yours today.
That son of a bitch barely fits in my Detolf.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost had to pop another shelf like it did for fucking Devastator back here.
I mean, I know you fucked with it here a little bit. Did you even give a fuck when you took it out of the box? Or was just like, you know, let me just get this thing on the shelf?
Listen, that was such a fucking saga to get. At this point, I just wanted to stick it on the shelf. And I'll be honest, I'm old. I transformed all this shit, and my hands were fucking sore anyway. So by the time it was the last thing I opened, by the time I got to it, I'm like, I thought of this. I thought it was funny. How do you know by looking that somebody is a Fans Toys fanboy? There's fucking styrofoam all over them. That shit sheds like a fucking cat in the summertime. Fucking white foam all over me.
So Chris, you broke the seal today on that?
Yeah, I popped the cherry on it today.
Was there any smell left, or was it all dissipated by then? Did you not get any of it?
I got a little, yeah. Yeah. No, I had opened the outside plastic, which I say it did. I don't remember doing it. Or the outside tape. I think I went to open it one day and it just didn't fucking work out. So I ended up having to just put it on the shelf. But yeah. For me, I got
Hey Chris.
Yo.
What'd you get?
What'd you get? I got a package from Japan that took a very long time to get here. And actually,
how's it
looking? Slow boat.
I had the box over here. I don't know.
Sal's a great guy.
I was going to Mod Podge the box just to keep it because it was so bad. But it looked like it. Hang on. I'm going to grab it. Hang on.
We're hanging on.
This will be good.
Yes, we got to see.
We could discuss this Fans Toys abominus that's standing next to me.
So it doesn't have ankle tilts. That's what you're upset about?
It doesn't have ankle tilts. It doesn't have any type of heft in the arms. It's got a hollow chest that you can see right through the other side.
Are you still bitching about this? Can I have my?
We're just killing some time here. That's all. My bad. We're killing some time here, bro.
So this is what SAL shipping gets you.
Nice. That's a hamburger.
Yeah. So and it's you can tell when it's been wet, like it started to come apart here. So. And the funny thing is the savings that I had from shipping at SAL were negated by the fact that it got sent to Alabama and I had to have it shipped up here.
It looks like the boat went down and they used that as a fucking preserver.
I think they were doing this. I think they were using it as a cattle. But in here was Rebel Tech Spider-Gwen. Actually, she's out on loan to a guy named Shmabi Shmomshmace. It's going to review it. Yeah, I didn't even have a chance to see him.
That's the one that looks really bad when you put the regular face on it, right?
That's what everybody's saying. I mean, I haven't even, it's very anime face.
Oh, was that the one from Plastic Fanatics?
But I think her neck is like a giraffe because the face is too small.
I haven't even had a chance to take it out of the package. I literally, in the box itself was beat up a little bit, it wasn't too terribly bad. The other cool thing I got a couple cool things. I got something funny in the mail that's funny just out of context. I got a little shipping envelope from Canada.
How is it funny?
And inside, you'll see, it's a pair of tiny trousers. So how do you say his name, Dan? I can't ever.
C. Jesum.
Up in...
Oh, you're a lot closer to him, aren't you?
Toronto area. Yeah, I ordered some Punisher pants from him for the Mezco stuff. He's doing some really cool. He's the one that did the ninja suits, and actually, I just ordered his long Joker coat.
So you do need it then? Got it.
Man, I tell you what. You know what's funny? There's a lot of people like, oh, I can't believe the price on that. This guy was saying one of the admins in the Mezco group. He was saying, oh, I can't believe you're charging $45 for that. This place is a lot more reasonable, and it was like this place that does wrestling clothes or whatever, wrestling jackets and shit. And they were $13. And then somebody's like, well, wrestling figures are $20, and that coat's $13. So if you do the math based on the price of the figure, it's actually cheaper. So, anyways, I got that. And the coolest thing I got was Sam M.
I'm not gonna, we just let him get away with getting Punisher pants. Nobody said,
yeah,
fucking
you did.
Punisher pants.
Come on. Look.
Where's Jisk when you need him?
It's fine.
Where's the thousand questions? Let me ask you something.
The coolest
How's
thing
the
I got.
On those pants.
Well, yeah, I mean,
let me
I was,
ask you something. Is it elastic or is there a button?
Neither. They're slip-ons.
So, like, is that the new draw for the Mezco? You can just get third-party pants and stuff like that?
I guess. Now, well, part of the reason these were made was the Deluxe Punisher was quite an affair to get, and you can – with the tailoring options he offers. Yep, I said tailoring options. You can make the Mezco Deluxe Punisher pretty much.
Oh, okay.
With your base Punisher. So you can swap these out for the standard pants that are on there. And I know there's a jacket. I think someone else on this panel that's being awful quiet right
that?
Now is ordered.
He made
yeah.
it?
Yeah, he manufactures all this stuff.
Wow, shout out to little fucking
yeah, like machines. Those. The ninjas, yeah, really. The ninja suits I have, he made those. That was like the first thing he really did. Turns out that guy was like the 2014 ACBA world champion. I didn't know that.
Can he make you a rocking pair of Zubaz for your Punisher?
Dude, Zubaz.
Listen, hey, sometimes
you can get mad. On a Zubaz, is that it? Next.
You just talk too much, okay? Fanny packs is really where it's at.
We're not allowed to talk about Zubaz. I didn't know this was an anti-Zubaz show.
No, it's not. It's a.
Still
it's
exists because
listen, think, listen. Zubaz. It's a. It's a. Just chill a little bit because I don't want anybody stealing my ideas. And the coolest thing I got this week, speaking of custom stuff, and I love supporting creative people in the community, Sam M, who's in our Facebook group, and he's in some of the other groups online. He's on Facebook. I'm going to put all his business out there because I don't know if he wants it. He makes these badass custom cables. So I commissioned him to make me one. It's actually really cool. It's got a magnet head that pops off, so you can swap the heads out.
Wow.
Around back, the guns are magnetically attached.
Nice. That's a good thing.
Just yeah. Stick right on there.
What's the base figure for that?
It is a combination of the Select cable and the Legends cable.
Huh.
So it's got a removable knife and the sheath here.
So he took the best of both worlds.
Yeah, this pistol goes in this sheath here. I mean, it's painted brilliantly. He's got another. Jeez, I just now even fucking noticed. There's another knife down in his boot that I didn't even freaking notice was there. It's removable.
Oh,
it did a hell of a job. I mean, it's phenomenal work.
Maybe you should send one to Ryan Reynolds so you can figure out what the hell he should be doing. Movie.
Yeah, I think we might. We may or may not get to that soon. I hope so,
because I'm very passionate.
Some salt on the.
It ain't happening.
Listen, at the end of the day, it's fine.
I'm just turning off the commenting.
All right. Yeah, I just deleted this whole post, so, you know. Listen.
It's out of here.
Yes, listen, I get body armor, you get armor piercing around. We'll figure this out eventually.
Now, that thing looks really dope, man. You really did a good job. I'm going to see some closer pictures. Send them to me or something.
Yeah, put them online. I have. Pay attention.
Oh, great.
In the room.
Well, I can't see your cable with thousands of other cable posts. In the
this was last weekend. Look at my IG. They're on there. I'll take some more and send them to you. And still post on IG? Yeah, occasionally. Pretty rarely. I actually got, I mentioned it, I got my Transformers set up. And I've been a little bit of Transformers funk the past couple weeks. The past couple months, really. I was kind of dreading getting all this stuff out, but.
You feeling it again?
Yeah, I'm feeling it again, man. Good. You know, I've even got my C-Dub Devastator in there.
That's your first time touching that, right?
I got it out when I was at my parents' house because that's where I had it sent because I bought it while I was homeless, and yeah, it was the first time really just setting it up. I mean, it looks good. It's not a lot of fun to play with because it's a floppy mess.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's got a presence.
But you got the Shadow Fisher kit with it, right?
That's actually the X2 Toys kit.
Oh, the X2 Toys
kit. Yeah, I bought it with a kit on it. That was one of the things I was looking for. And I'm not super happy with the way my layout is right now. I just really wanted to get everything up to have it out so I could look at it. So I need to go through and sticker up a bunch of dudes. Say what?
Yeah, starting somewhere so you know where you're at.
Yeah, and I want to put, like, I had to take a shelf out, obviously, for Devastator. And I want to do that trick where you respace the shelves.
Yeah, the mod.
Yeah,
it definitely needs that there, man. Definitely.
It does, but the way I've got my wires hidden is going to be very protrusive to doing that because it's a cable hider rod in there.
Cable
basically, huh? Hider. Yeah, it's a cable hider. So it's
rod.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like cable hider is like you hide cable's feet like Rob Liefeld. So it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, so it's a Liefeld attachment for your lights.
That's pretty fucking clever. You gotta admit. Yes. But what I can do is just mod the shelf, take that off, mod the shelf, and then cut that. That cord hider, cable hider, rather.
Cable.
In that manner. So, yep, I'm glad I got everything out. So, this is the Pinkerton approach in full effect. All I'm missing is 4 Seeker jets, and then I'll have everything that's available.
Which ones do you need?
I need Thundercracker. Is he the blue one?
Yes.
And then the Conehead.
Remember, Chris is an Autobot guy.
Yeah,
just the fact that he has Decepticons in his collection is fucking amazing.
Look, I have a whole. I'll do a shelf wipe.
I'm just saying, man. It's just the fact that you got them is just like, wow. I remember when I first started talking to you, you were Autobot only.
Oh yeah,
Cup and Sharktacons. That's it. Right. You did get Sharktacons. You were a little Sharktacon. Sharktacon
was the only thing. Yeah, I'm still waiting on some MP Sharktacons. I might break the rule for that, but the only thing that's a caveat is I've got Ollie because it's, you know, our mascot. So no, I kept him. That's the only non-Fans Toys third party I have. So moving on, I think we have a fifth string Puerto Rican here tonight. Dan, I don't know how you fit into that, but Dan's gonna show us some photography. You got your pregnant pauses ready?
Rome? He's doing the pics tonight?
Yeah.
All right.
This is part of the show where
we segment
take a look at some pics taken by those in the realm that use the hashtag realm
of
collectors.
Ring
of.
And this is no specific order. This is stuff from within the last week or so. First off, start off with toy box pics we have featured many a time before because he takes awesome pics. I know this, whatever. Regardless, here's a setup of a bunch of Marvel Legends facing off against Thanos with Deadpool exclaiming, Leroy Jenkins!
That was the loudest I've ever heard you be.
Hey, Dan, why don't you get that loud on the show so I don't have to turn your mic up?
Can I say that I don't know?
I think you blew your mic out, bro.
Did you just turn him down?
No, I think he blew it out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, there you are.
All right, we back? All right. So, yeah, it was a funny picture because, Leroy Jenkins is a good callback to that one World of Warcraft video.
Hey, shout out to Rick there at Toy Box Picks. He actually, they did the thing at NJCC. Hasbro featured toy photography.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and he actually had several pictures that were featured there. So, shout out to that dude. He sent me a message and said, are you at NJCC? Or at SDCCC? And I said, shit, I wish. And he said he had seen him in a video, but was having a hard time tracking down the pictures. So, shout out to that dude.
Indeed. So, yeah, great pick here of mostly Marvel Cinematic Universe people.
Here you go, Brink.
Against Thanos. So, great pick, Toy Box Picks. Next up, I don't know if we've had this person before, but this is Rezazen.
I think once before, yeah. Great shot.
Here we have a picture of I believe this is the Figure Arts Deadshot coming down an alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stuff happening here.
Yeah, I like it that it emotes the scene in Suicide Squad where he ran into Batman with his daughter. Spoilers!
Oh, is that like an extended version or something?
No, it's not. I'm just saying the alleyway looks like it's
akin to what we saw in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was akin to West Philadelphia or something like that.
Oh, no. The playground's where he spent most of his days. Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was a good pick. It's really well done. The lighting is great. It matches the background. You got the little smoke effect. Give it a little bit of atmosphere. And just something a little extra, I think it's here, is a before and after pick so you can kind of see how it transitioned from what we saw first to what it was originally. So that's really cool how they did that.
Yeah, it's dope.
Is that a movie toy or is that like a regular Deadshot?
No, that's the Suicide Squad version.
Yes. It's the SH Figure Arts Deadshot. Yeah, so great pick. Rezazen. Sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Moving on. Another great pick, both featuring also featuring Marvel Legends. We got the newest Marvel Legends Bullseye versus the
most recent.
Well, no, there's the first appearance Daredevil that's more recent outside of the Netflix one.
It's the same thing.
Pretty much. But yeah, so Bullseye and Daredevil squaring off. This is done by LCMK2.
Okay.
Anybody know if this is a scene from a comic or anything? It looks like it could be.
Okay.
Very possibly, yeah. They have him here fighting.
Well, it is Daredevil. It is Hell's Kitchen, and he's always in the church. So
yeah. I think the shadow is really awesome on that.
Yeah, I think he probably used a similar trick here as we saw with the last picture, using green screen and then kind of bringing in some stuff afterwards. But it was done really well, and I like the way it came out. Using that alternate screaming face on Bullseye to show that he's in pain or whatever and got the gun flying. So really, really well done, LM.
I didn't even see the gun.
LCMK2. Another one. I believe this is a custom, but this looks like a custom Magneto facing off against probably looks like a custom painted Cyclops. You can see that for some reason Magneto can move rock now, which I didn't realize till now, but still an awesome
pick. Magnetic ore, Dan. Work with the program, okay?
Totes. Yeah, another great
please don't
another great that. Picture here, you know, with the way the Magneto's posed and shows he's kind of throwing the rocks at the Cyclops. Realm. And this is done by Meerkat Figures.
Oh, hold on, Dan, real quick. Energon Addict in the chat is wondering, how come there's no Transformer pictures this week? And I said, oh, because Dan picked them.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, I've got a squeaky chair, so that makes up for something, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
You hear it?
Yeah. Slightly, yeah.
It's brand freaking new and it squeaks already.
Every fucking chair squeaks, man. There's somebody out there that fucking makes a certain little thing and then it makes them squeak.
Fans Toys makes it.
Fans Toys chairs.
All right, great
squeaks
job.
And no ankle tip on my chair.
And finally, to round us all out, we have.
God, damn it.
I'm all right with this one because Bison's man.
With a picture of. Well, at least one of those is Storm Collectibles M. Bison standing over what I'm assuming is Ken on the ground with a little energy effect. Just a great looking picture. Got the purple light on him as well as another white light to kind of bring out those shadows.
Nice. You know, yeah, I tell you, Dan, you don't ever try to help me not get stuff, but it's getting harder and harder not to buy these fucking Storm Street.
So hard.
That was a bit much.
You know, Fans Toys did make a chair. It wouldn't tilt back. It would just stay straight up.
It wouldn't squeak either. Yeah, that's still like Big Kids Toys Co.
Oh, it would squeak. And it'd be no paint, not a lick.
So if you want your pictures featured, be sure to use the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm?
On Instagram. They will be featured by Jay Ruse, or more likely somebody else, because Jay Ruse isn't there. Thanks,
riggedy,
everyone.
Riggedy
who
Realm.
Made it on this week.
Thank you, Dan, for taking these time to get these pictures and
at all
being one-sided and getting only things that you like. It's great.
Dan, did you get those other two pictures?
Other two pictures
of the upcoming film.
Oh, we're starting to get a fuck James in the chat. Let's get that popping, everybody. Or what up?
If you didn't, it's fine. Just tell me you didn't. We're going to something else.
I got him.
Okay.
So you want to break it up. So, in other exciting news, that's not what I wanted. We get our first look at two characters from the upcoming Deadpool 2 movie. First here, we have Domino.
Are you going to show him to us?
Oh, right. I should probably just
Oh, yeah. What are you eating? Some tapioca pudding?
Dude, you want to see what I'm eating? It's the funniest shit. It's. I don't know if I can make it.
You got to lift it over your lower third.
What is that?
So it's like a sherbet cake. It's called a
watermelon roll.
Watermelon or
yeah,
something?
Watermelon roll. Yeah, made by Friendly's. Come on.
Yeah, we never had that before. My wife.
You got that in Alabama? How it's good, right? It's good shit.
I love sherbet, so it's right in my alley.
I wasted
the sherbet.
And I like tapioca too. So
tapioca's delicious.
Yeah. Shout out to bubble tea.
No, that's good too. All right. So back on track now that I know what I'm doing. Here's Domino from the upcoming Deadpool 2 movie.
Oh, I hadn't seen that picture. What's up, girl? I've just seen the bearskin rug one.
Yeah. So they teased us originally with her laying down on a gutted Deadpool, letting us know she was coming. Then there's some pics of her on set, but this is just a good promo pic, so you get a look at the upcoming Domino in Deadpool 2.
Yeah, it was very reminiscent of his pic of laying down on the rug, on the bearskin rug from the first one. So that's what I liked more than that, because Domino's the shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm you know, there's been a little bit of stink about this character portrayal. I'm all about it.
I'm down.
As long as she fits the character type, I think that's what should ultimately matter.
And listen, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
Yo, Nida Ren said bar from Spaceballs.
That's what I saw. That's messed up. And that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, who does she remind me of?
Barf. That is funny. That's dope.
So not entirely sure what capacity she'll be in the movie. We just know she'll be there. So there's Domino. And then
it's a very stylized Domino. To say.
Moving on. Today we were teased with this initially. This is not fan art. This is an actual picture of Josh Brolin in his Cable getup.
Yeah.
See him close up with the eye.
Is he whispering?
Can I get away from this fucking pic?
Yeah. A careless whisper, actually.
He's like going, I'm never gonna dance you're going to see this everywhere.
Let me ask you a question. If he's got a cybernetic hand, why the fuck's he wearing a glove? Is it for grip?
Well, I mean, if you look at your toy that you just got there, he's also wearing a glove on his cybernetic hand.
Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Yes. Okay. And then finally, we got to see this, a more almost full body shot of Cable and his
no
entire
pads.
What is that on his? Well, yeah. What is that on his hip? Is that a stuffed
teddy bear?
This is a teddy bear.
Does it blow up or something?
People think it alludes to was it Hope Summers?
Yeah.
Baby he carries around. Mm-hmm. And grows up. I assume.
Okay. No showing
pads. Should have known better than to cheat a friend.
Hey, do you think in the movie we'll see his feet?
Probably not. No.
You know, that would be a great joke if they only showed him from like the shin.
Yeah, that you did not see his feet throughout the whole movie. That would be so crazy.
Now, I need somebody to grab this picture and drag the horizontal aspect ratio out about 50%, and then you'll have Cable.
Yeah, he's a little
as drawn by Rob Liefeld.
I like Brolin. It looks okay, but I'd rather they went with kind of an unknown. You know, because everybody was saying this guy, Ron Perlman, that one. Mm-hmm. I think they could have went an unknown and really nailed it if they looked hard enough. I think they were just trying to attach somebody that had fucking, you know, star fuckery, you know.
Did you guys know that Thanos and Cable are the same person?
Yes,
they are.
They're going to add that into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, good.
Hey, real quick, Jason Lowry's in the chat. Happy birthday, Jay.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm eating some cake for your birthday. Kind of
go shorty, it's your birthday. So, what do you guys think? Everybody on board with this, you know, or just like, all right, it's all good.
I'm down. You know that in on screen, it's gonna be
I mean, come on. I mean, it's
at least make jokes about shoulder pads and pouches and stuff. You know they will. You know.
You know it's funny. Yeah, it's funny that we want pouch, that, but pouch, if we would, pouch, if pouch, if he had pouch, fucking huge pouch, ass shoulder pads pouch. On, I'm gonna be like, God damn, look at them fucking shoulder pads.
And he may put them on. Hey, listen, that could put them on.
You're absolutely right.
They probably are.
I could see him putting those on and, you know, saying like, what the fuck is this shit for?
You know how he got so big, right? He was pulling on them fucking stretch things from the Goonies. He's been fucking working out all these years with the fucking things.
It looks like he's lost weight recently. Maybe he's trying to.
No, that's
this dude is in the best shape of his fucking life.
He's a fucking monster.
He's getting the checks. He's getting the checks, and his body I'm talking over you. His fucking body's in fuck on point for a 65-year-old man.
He ain't 65.
He's close.
No way.
He's not as old as you, Dust.
Easy. Look it up.
How old is Josh Brolin?
At least for an old guy, got ankle tilt.
He's in his mid-40s.
I mean,
he's 49, and Dust, you have no ankle tilt.
Are you fucking kidding? He's only 49?
Only 49.
Jeez. I thought he was older.
Mm-mm.
It's fucking insane.
Wait, Cable's my favorite. I can't wait.
You know what he's going to pull
new
off?
30.
You know how he is with his, you know, when he acts and his demeanor, and I think he's going to really nail it with his voice. And
hey, who's y'all's,
that sarcastic look he always gives, you know?
What's y'all's favorite character, Josh Brolin character, in any other movie?
I like him as that CIA agent in Sicario. Anyone? All right.
I hadn't seen it. I liked No Country
Great for Men.
Yes, that was my pick.
I don't remember the name of the man.
Llewellyn was the character's name. Was his character's name. Yeah, that was a great movie, and he played an awesome role.
What does Cable sound like? Does anybody have any idea? Like,
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's not wearing hockey pads.
I just hope he doesn't sound anything like in the fucking 90s cartoon. That's for fucking sure.
I don't know. What was that like?
Bad.
Maybe he's like, hey, you guys, I'm from the future.
Hi, I'm from the future. Can you help me save the world?
Yeah, I've got this teddy bear to prove I'm from the future.
Look, it has a date from the future on it.
He's great in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. He's one of the three characters I play.
Look, I've got a robot arm.
Josh Brolin?
No, Super Dimensional said he only knows Cable from that game.
I've got a robot arm like that Winter Soldier guy.
I think that's why they made it so
What's going on?
Because broadcast system.
Hold on. What's going on?
There's an Amber Alert.
Uh-oh.
Gray Lexus SUV. What's that was super loud because I have two phones, you know. It's like the Kevin Gates
one
song.
One for the plug and one
guy
for
with
the
gray phones. Hair with a yep. Teddy bear strapped to his belt tried to kidnap
a blessed African American woman with a spotty eye. No, I have two phones, one for the plug and one for the low, like Dan says, and they both came on at the same time. That's why it screamed like that. Shout out to Amber Alerts.
Yeah, man. I mean, it'll work, man. It'll work. It's a lot better than that one other dude they wanted, the dude from fucking Avatar.
Dude, I think that guy would have been awesome. Solid.
Nah, man, that guy's a fucking wet blanket, man. I don't like that dude. I don't like the way he looks. I'm just being serious. There's something about that dude. I just don't think it would have worked. But that's just me.
I'm pumped. I only never considered him because he was already Thanos, so I didn't think that they would have been.
That's odd. Yeah. I'm
two different companies.
Surprised. Yeah.
And it's only a CGI render of him.
Yeah, you're just really doing the voice. It's like, you know, Michael B. Jordan is Johnny Blaze in one universe and a bad guy in the Black Panther movie in another.
I thought that was okay. True. Because they are clearly not doing any other Fantastic Fours with him anyway. They'll make some
Last thing I heard is they're doing a Doctor Doom movie as a reboot.
Yawn.
A reboot of a reboot. They just need to let that go and give that.
Yeah, you know what? I was talking with someone this week, and I don't mean to track here, about why Fantastic Four movies fail. And it has nothing to do with the Fantastic Four storyline. It was great for the time and through that. I don't think it holds now.
Hey, listen.
You get what I'm saying?
You know,
it's because the studios aren't putting the love they need into the movies.
Even if they put the money and whatnot in it, where's the appeal after all these other Marvel movies came out and what they're doing and what DC's trying to do? What the fuck would a Fantastic Four? What are they going to bring? Mole Man?
Honestly, yeah, why
not? You know, Galactus was already done and failed. Listen, Silver Surfer didn't work. So
I like them. The first one they did with Jessica Alba and Chris Evans, I thought that was an entertaining movie.
I liked that one a lot, and the second one I think is good up until Galactus is a piece of crap.
Yeah. True.
I actually like both those movies decently.
It's kind of a hard concept from there to now. Like it worked through the 80s and a little bit through the 90s, but then it just started. I don't know. I guess it lost appeal. It just needed. If it would have gotten a revamp, then. Maybe would have worked over well now. I don't know. Just me. That's just my thought. Like, there's no real big villain other than Doom. And we've seen it multiple times. You know, what's the other biggest villain? Galactus with Silver Surfer. Fantastic Four was always kind of like a fill-in. Kind of like, it's there. It was the first title. So we're just going to keep moving it along and try to fit it in where we can.
Well, didn't the Silver Surfer...
You guys get what I'm saying at all?
Mm-hmm. Didn't Silver Surfer have his own comic book? Why don't they just make a movie with him and Galactus?
True.
They could make a CGI movie or even just a fucking... I think Marvel needs to get their Marvel act together some fucking animated movies like DC does.
Agreed.
I think if Marvel picked it up, they could find it some way to make it work.
Oh, yeah. They would do something like the Hulk where they don't have a Hulk movie anymore. You know
what I
mean?
But they made one.
He's in other things.
Yeah. Universal said no standalone Hulk movie. Fuck you. Thor Ragnarok is going to be a Planet Hulk.
Exactly. So they
get a little bit of Thor in there.
Well, you know, and then that takes away from like the weaknesses of like the powers that you know maybe Mr. Fantastic or Sue have, where it's like not it doesn't translate as good. Maybe you know maybe they use it like once or twice, but it's not the whole movie about them. You know,
I just think it was like the whole family dynamic, and it just doesn't transfer over well. You know, and they tried even with the Ultimate line and how they redid the storyline a little bit and tweaked it a little bit more modern. I don't know. I don't know if it just works now. I don't know, just maybe me, but
I think Johnny Storm is really interesting. Like when he was dead, because he was supposed to be in the negative zone or something, but they called him dead. Like it was on the front of the comic. That was like a big deal.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't dislike the characters, but I feel like if Reed was a part of like Tony and Bruce, where it's like, oh, these are the smart guys, we got to listen to them.
Yeah,
that would be a cool dynamic. It doesn't always have to be about him being Stretch Man to do stuff, you know.
Stretch Man. It sounds like a DC character. Oh, wait, it was.
Yeah, and I'm not saying because of their powers it's just boring. I don't know. It just seems like it's Fantastic Four as a whole just doesn't seem to hold up well with our times now.
Right along what you're saying, Dust, is I feel the Fantastic Four as a comic has always been more of a kind of a family dynamic story as much as a shoot 'em up bang bang. And that I'm not sure I think you're dead on the money. I'm not sure that translates well to the silver screen.
Yeah. It really doesn't, because the way that it was always family, or Franklin growing up and having powers, it's not going to
Franklin.
And that's more of like a secondary story to the others, where it's like Tony Pepper, that's like a back burner thing. Spider-Man and Aunt May, even, you know, that's a secondary story to, you know, Mary Jane and the villain or something. So,
and don't get me wrong, I used to collect Fantastic Four and read Fantastic Four, but I just felt like I was never the biggest fan, but I had to get it because it was like their first flagship title. You know what I mean? It was one of the big ones when I was growing up as a kid. So you had to have it, you know? And then when all that cosmic shit started popping off in the 80s, of course, Fantastic Four was always the nucleus of it. You know, it was in the middle.
So what were their stories about if they didn't fight crime and shit?
No, they did. They did all that, but it was a lot of cosmic shit. You had the Skrulls, the Kree. Their villains weren't. I'm sorry?
Annihilus, isn't he one of them?
Yeah. They didn't have the biggest villains. You know, a lot of interaction with Galactus and the Watcher, and you know, very. It was a tie line to the cosmic shit. A lot of
the Watcher, Dr. Dre.
Everywhere that I go.
I don't know. It's just funny that we were talking about this, and I had a discussion with someone at work this week about it, and that's just how I felt. I didn't mean to take too much time.
No, it's fine.
Movie wise, what do they own? Because if they're doing Skrulls in Captain Marvel. I always thought that they didn't do Skrulls in the first Avengers because they didn't own the rights to it.
That's what I thought also. I thought that
they may not have at that particular time.
Yeah,
you got to think how long ago that was.
Right. So they might have made a Spider-Man deal or something like that.
I thought that's why. What were they called, the aliens in that Avengers movie?
Chitauri.
I thought the Chitauri. I was like, all right, man, these are supposed to be the Skrulls, and they're invading Earth like they did in the book. So
I think I don't know this for sure, but I think that maybe some of that shit's expired. That's why we're getting some of this shit now.
Yeah.
But some of the
it would be great if they could get the Fantastic Four, because it would be they wouldn't do a standalone movie. They would just put them in. But I don't know who else they even own. I mean, they have Galactus, Silver Surfer, but like, and Doctor Doom. Doctor Doom being probably the best thing out of that if you got it for the Avengers universe.
Yeah.
I have no idea what else they have. Mole Man, like you said, who cares about him? But
yeah, I mean, honestly, if you think about like the Fantastic Four villains, it's just like
Doom kicks ass, and then it's a sharp.
it was a lot of Doom, you know.
Sharp left turn from there. I mean, they could do some unique stuff with Mole Man, that he's, you know, he's bullied as a youth, and then it's an anti-bullying.
I think one of the movies where it was supposed the first villain was going to be Mole Man, but
wasn't that essentially the story of Batman Returns is with a. Danny DeVito as a Penguin. He was bullied as a youth and came back for revenge.
Danny DeVito was recast as Mole Man for the first Fantastic Four.
Hey there, fellow. Yeah, that would be good.
It was just a little thought for me in what I thought about why it hasn't been so successful. Because honestly, they've all really flopped, you know?
The Surfer would be great in Guardians of the Galaxy kind of movie.
What's that?
The Surfer would be great for like Guardians of the Galaxy or anything else that they're doing with that.
They should be in this fucking Infinity fucking War shit, you know?
Do you think Marvel, couldn't they just like make KOs of the characters with the same powers and give them different names?
Just thinking that and not call them, just have them in, listen,
no, easy guy, in the background. Guys, easy with the KO talk. Tyler's in the chat.
This prompted me to say it, actually.
The golden body border, look out.
The golden body border. Rubber dude. Rubber dude.
I can't see her, lady.
That was funny. All right. Dust, you have some Transformers related news for the. Yeah. Is everybody's butt hurt that we didn't have any Transformers pictures? Like, you can't find them yourself.
I was going to really be fucking savage and just like take 65 pictures of Phoenix's ankles and just make Brian go through them with me.
But hey, how are Kronos's ankles? That's what I'd like to know.
They tilt.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Do they?
I don't know. I don't fucking remember. I haven't touched the ankles.
I just remember watching this like guy like, hey, guys, look, he has tilt. And he cracked the ankle off. I remember some that.
People are just heavy handed. By the way, Tyler, I sent you the link. If you want to pop in, just pop in. All right. Let's see.
Yeah, that's a good call. Mephisto.
Yeah, Mephisto. Yeah, that was really good.
I didn't even think about Mephisto because I've seen so little of him.
Tyler dropped Namor as well.
Yeah, Namor wasn't. He was a villain for like very short, and then became an ally.
I wonder if he would be more considered for the X-Men, since he's like they flip flop with him being like a mutant, and sometimes he's not. Like, it's weird.
You guys see this?
Yes.
Okay, let's get through this. Brian, your buddy.
So
I know you're big on this dude, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this.
All right, you want to talk about it?
Is this Titans Returns?
Sort of.
The Titans Returns are great. Is it really?
Yeah, I'm excited for this. They're doing a white one as well for Magnus. So,
I wasn't sure if they were making a whole thing or was just this.
Yeah, just this, and you can just take the cab off your Titans Return Prime or your Takara Legends Prime or whatever it is and replace it with this guy, which is a nice homage to the G1 with the cab actually transforming into a robot.
Perfect effect, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm interested in this, definitely.
And it's got the Power Master gimmick where you can plug Hi-Q into the front grille of the truck there.
God bless you.
If it actually unlocks a transformation, that would be really, really cool. That was... I remember part of the gimmick.
Back that's Hi-Q, not Jinrai.
What's
it
that?
It was Hi-Q for the American.
For the American, that's one I had. Yeah.
Marco.
Yep. So yeah, I'm really excited for this.
Looks good.
It's got a nice head sculpt on it too.
Yeah, nice sculpting on this.
Yeah.
And it's got a different head for the combined mode, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's tucked away inside.
Yeah,
tucked underneath. I think I got it.
That looks really good right there. That like stepping forward picture.
Which one? The one that we just looked at?
Yeah, the last one. I like that.
I mean, I for one, I'm really excited to get a figure with decent ankle tilt. So, I mean, I'm beside myself here.
There you go. Your first one.
Yeah.
So this is him combined with that. Now this is the Takara or the Hasbro?
Takara. You can tell because you can actually turn the wrists.
He's no joke. He's got ankle tilt.
Shout out to Mushroom Pegs everywhere.
Yep.
Nice group of people.
And I think this has the additional upgrade on it because they've got the waffles filled in, right? Because doesn't the Takara still show the waffles, I think, in the leg, if I remember correctly.
Thigh.
Yep. So, yeah, man. It should be coming out really, really soon. And I don't think I have it ordered anywhere, so I should probably do that.
That's just Prime.
Yeah.
I'm worried how it all goes together because I know that the God Jinrai has a bunch of back package. So I hope it all works together pretty well.
It's true. They haven't shown him combined with God Bomber, right?
No.
Also, too, like way back in the day when they first announced Titans Return Prime, Perfect Effect teased... renders or drawings of a God Bomber, which
we haven't
seen. Yeah, and it's probably because Takara ended up releasing one, so we'll see.
You can see that little ball joint action right there.
Yeah, they had to paint it gray so it would fit in the stripe. Oh well,
ball joints make the world go around, man.
Dude, it wouldn't be Chug without a ball joint.
That's what's just this? Is he going forward or backwards? I can't tell. Go home, God Genra, you're drunk. What's the point of that? Oh, because his chest. Okay, I get it. That's his Transformer chest, and the other one's his. Faux.
Yep.
Faux show.
Just like the G1.
It does look really good.
Yeah, the G1 did have that. I remember I had this set.
That was the first time we got, because he actually kind of looked like the Toon a little bit. I always thought that was kind of cool. I was like, I remember showing my dad. I was like, dude, look, he transforms and he's got like he was from the show.
And away here we go. This is the DX9. What the hell's his name? Rickshaw.
Power Glide.
Rankin. Awesome. Nice. Damn. I guess it goes out to what is it? It translates to Red Baron. So I think it's kind of cool. I don't know what the fuck it is. Rickshaw.
So I'm glad you pulled this pick.
Dust. Yeah, I wanted to throw this one first because this is the newest one we got.
And I thought I saw a pic of him where it looked like he had like a deep red finish on him. And I guess
he doesn't look like he has a finish whatsoever.
It doesn't look like it.
Just
right.
Plastic, yeah.
So I wonder what the hell I was seeing, maybe.
Everybody was saying it was too big, but I have a couple other pictures here. He really doesn't look too big. Scale-wise, I think it works well.
Yeah.
Fucking Trailbreaker looks good.
Oh. I don't think it's a bad size at all.
No. He was always a little bit bigger than the other bots. I grabbed a couple of G1 screenshots a couple of weeks ago to look at it.
It's an interesting collection of robots here. I think, is that Toy World Hardbone?
Yeah, it looks like Hardbone without an ankle tilt. You can see right there.
Is that Bad Trailbreaker? I can't remember.
No, that looks like that's X-Trans.
Yeah.
And behind it is a movie B.
Movie B.
Terror.
A brawl with no hand.
Yeah, I can't tell what brawl is that. It might be the new unique thing, or that. It could be an oversized Warbitron.
So who do you guys think, shout out to Paul C in the chat, who what company would make the best rickshaw transformer?
An actual rickshaw?
Yeah.
An actual rickshaw?
Yeah. By the way, I hope in TFCon, every picture you're in, you have a wide ace dance to show off your ankle tilt.
Yes. I'm going to make sure you TFCon are. TFCon's going to be an ankle tilt celebration.
Very dynamic poses.
Yes. Dynamic poses. It's the way you keep all your figures.
So here we go. I mean, it's Power Glide. You know, we all wanted them. We couldn't wait to find them. Couldn't wait to get them. And
I don't.
Everybody got that oversized fucking Combiner Wars one.
Oh, well.
Which doesn't stand look too bad. I give that one a lot of credit.
That's a piece of shit.
I don't think it
really is. It's a piece of shit.
I'm bringing it to fucking NGCC. $5 oversized Power
Glide. It's a masterpiece scale. It's not a masterpiece toy.
No, not at all. I guess it's going to be coming one of the masks, which I think is the best gimmick ever.
I mean, three, right?
Yeah, that's definitely not a paint, Bri.
Yeah, I thought I saw a pic where he was painted, but I guess not.
I wonder if his face is covered underneath.
He's got high hopes. He's got... That would
impress me if they had like something slide up to cover his face.
You know, I'm really in on this. The only thing I'm not in is the price point. What was it, like $69, $74, something like that? Hey, look at that. They got it on the Takara table.
Where did they ever find that, I wonder?
Oh, you know, maybe it's this one I thought was paint. If you look at the head, it looks like it's shiny.
Mm. Maybe, but yeah, it would be funny that it's all fucking plastic and the head is painted.
Right.
He's got the little heart gimmick. Run!
Ironhide was having trouble running there.
See, I pulled this one because I wanted to show scale. Really, really works.
I like it. That's how big Bumblebee should have been.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
I see this pick, and I just can't wait to fucking put those fixes on my Ironhide. That's all I'm saying.
What, the butt fixes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henny just got them in, and I'm just like,
How much are those?
$18?
$350.
Come to think of it, I think I pre-ordered them from Annie like a year and a half ago. I had to go see if that order's still out there.
Yeah, they're 18. I think they're 18 or $18.99 a piece.
Why run when you can fly? Indeed.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not hateful on. I'm hateful on a lot of red here right now. They should have threw a different color in there to throw it off, change it up. But I'm not hateful on the size. I don't know. I mean, I just want to be done. Just want to be done. Next up, the Huff debate.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. I wish Jay Ruse was here because I know he had a lot to say about this.
Cube, the Bad Cube truck looks fucking horrible.
Oh, man.
It's a lot different than I thought it was.
You know, and when it all comes down to it, I got Huff, the first one. It's fine. There's no pain issues. A little loose in the legs, but you know what? I'm happy. It's good. It's done.
What about its ankle tilt? Is it good?
No, ankle tilt's on point like a sniper. But, you know, I thought they were going to make the new one better.
I'm glad they did.
The robot looks fine.
You think it's better?
It's messed up.
It's better than goddamn Huff.
You think so?
From a quality standpoint, I'm sure it is.
I'm talking aesthetically.
Yeah. I mean, I had Cubex Huff, and to be honest, I liked the way it looked. I liked the way it transformed. But when I looked at it and the paint just fell off, I was glad to be able to sell it to Jisk because I would feel bad about selling it to somebody. And I know Jisk would be like, hey, you don't care. He'll just sell anything to anybody.
Yeah. Well, you get, and also remember, like, this is their first venture, man, that I know of.
Yep.
So, I mean, I really liked Hugh Hefner. Man, I love my Hugh Hefner.
I do like the head sculpt on Cubex better, so I'm wondering if there'll be multiple heads.
Yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't. I mean, look at this here. Look at the bottom, like the new Bad Cube truck.
It looks like they should have been the other way around.
Yeah. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you. Exactly. Yeah,
they definitely yanked the G1 look off the alt mode. It's not there anymore. But
yeah,
I like the realistic look to it, which is what originally made me like Xtransbots. You know, and then somebody lied to me marvelously, and it wasn't as glorious as he said.
Another glorious trap. Did you fall down that glorious trap?
I did.
Glorious trap.
So was this supposed to be just like a Ollie 2.0 kind of thing where it was just
it's a remold. They went back and brought it to basics and then retooled it. If you can look at the legs are a lot cleaner on the new one. The chest is a lot cleaner. The pelvic area is cleaner, but I'm not a big fan of the way the hood is. The cab is on the top. It looks too short. It needs to be a little taller there. Just my opinion.
I just think like the whole overall look of it is just a little meh.
It's not doing it for you?
It's not doing it for me like the Cubex did. I remember way back when Ace Milo did a...
I think he was the first one out there with a Cubex Huff review.
I thought he's transformed, actually.
Yeah. You got to watch out over here because of the clearance issues. And
it's a piece of shit.
It's a piece of shit. That was pre-piece of shit ever.
Hey, time will tell, I guess.
But I do remember, too, that Cubex, they actually had it so the headlights could flip around, even though you wouldn't see him because they're on top of him when he's in when he's transformed. I thought that was a nice touch, too. That was pretty cool.
It just, I don't know, just looking at this picture from the other one, it just looks like this is less than the last. You get what I'm saying? It's less than what we got with the last one.
Doesn't seem like they have a lot of a heel either, and that's really back heavy, so that's a little worrisome.
I don't know.
That big giant heel that's back there?
It's not that big.
On that orange leg there?
Yeah, the heel's pretty big there, bro.
That big. I don't know.
I am with Brink on this one. And, we may not agree on ankle tilt, but that's a hell of a heel.
Hey, have you seen the heel on Beachcomber? X-Transbots Beachcomber?
That's three blocks away behind him. He's got snowshoes on.
Yeah, I mean, look at how big the cab is off their backs. I don't know. I think it's
that X-Trans fucking Beachcomber is not on the beach. He's up in the fucking tundra.
I like that guy. I like Pipes, but I still probably won't get him because it doesn't look masterpiecey.
Masterpiecey.
Oh, Chris, what do you think? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Pinkerton approach.
Yeah, I don't have to be concerned with this whatsoever. I'll be honest. The first time I'd ever really messed with this figure, I had the X-Transbots version.
It was X-Transbots and it was the Bad Cube Huff. Or Cubex Huff.
Yeah, and the first time I'd ever really messed with one was... I messed with it at... Brian, was this at TFCon in some capacity? Did y'all do that trade there?
Yes.
Okay, so I messed with it a little bit there. And I mean, it's fine. I don't know why they just didn't start over. Or they did start over. I hate that they're tying it to this first one because I think there's a lot of fond memories of early good third-party figure here that isn't, and it's not what people are getting.
It was definitely in the early ages of third party, you know, like when they were stepping up and the masterpiece was taking over, starting to take over. It was like, wow, this is really fucking dope.
Yep. So I won't be getting it, but it's fine. The new one reminds me of the X-Transbots one for some reason.
Oh, yeah, God, something about this cab, it just doesn't do it for me, man. Right here?
Yeah.
Just not doing it.
I think it's a finish thing, too. Where it, just
it could be, yeah. It could be the lighting and the finish. I mean,
the fit finish.
I mean, if I could get this in hand and fuck with it and be like, oh, shit, you know, but until then, I'm happy what I have. And honestly, I'm tired of fucking just buying shit over again. It's fine. It's fine. It works. It works.
Let me tell you about the Pinkerton approach.
I like the realistic rims for the thing. I don't know. It's cool. Did they have a pic with them with the trailer yet? I was just kind of curious to see how
I don't think
that looks.
I don't think I got that pic.
I don't think I've seen one.
I think I skipped it. No, they had a pic with the prime trailer.
Oh, God. The next one's not attractive.
Yeah, and this is their pipe.
The joints are very not masterpiece-y.
Mm.
Masterpiece-y.
No.
Ball joints.
Yeah, I mean, ball joints nowadays on a masterpiece style figure. I mean, I guess it's there. Maybe it's there, and I just don't notice. Look right under the armpit, little waffle action. Waffle them like Roscoe's. Get that reference.
Is it just me, or does it seem like the lowest?
Chicken and waffles.
Well, this one is $10 cheaper, so that's probably why, because they added waffles to this one.
And also, it's the repaint.
Is that windshield even a different color, or is that just the same?
Nope.
That's just the same blue.
This literally looks like a McDonald's toy.
Yeah, that one. Okay, it's looking worse and worse.
Yeah, it's bad.
But it wouldn't be McDonald's. This would be like this would be in the Dairy Queen kids meal.
Yeah,
it wouldn't even get
Hardee's.
Hardee's. It'd be Subway. It'd be like what they give you at Subway when you buy a $5 footlong, but not one of the good sandwiches, like the cold cut combo, which is one of my favorites.
That's what I order. Yeah,
it's good. Simple and efficient. Huh. All right,
moving on. So I guess we're all on the same page there.
Lefty.
You know, so here we go. Here's a comparison of Generation Toys, Tyrant, and GC Creations Typotron, whatever the fuck.
It's Typotron. That's because it's typo. There's typo. Now, listen, I need some information. What the fuck is this?
This is an IDW Megatron for a short while. Was a stealth bomber when he was remade.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's a kick-ass design, and Hasbro released it as a deluxe figure, and it was a smaller deluxe. I mean, this deluxe figure was easily an inch and a half smaller than the old deluxes.
And I'm selling one at NJCC.
Yeah.
They just re-released it under the movie line, too.
Yeah, they did. And it was a really cool idea, really good look.
The toy is great. It's just, far too small.
If that was a Voyager?
Great Voyager. Sprayer level.
That would have been fucking killer. Honestly, and I'm just a Megatron fan, but you know, that would have been fucking dope as fuck.
Yeah, the one on the left is doing it for me.
The left? Yeah, the left is killing it.
It's like he's gonna go down the runway on the right.
Oh, the right isn't the right a render?
Yeah, but look at G Creations, man. They love their long legs.
Yep.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. Yeah, that anime look.
I mean, it's their prime had the long legs, though.
Don't like it.
Yeah, you gotta
be. Look at that back on this guy. It's really Generation Toy, really clean there. Look at that. That right there. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Nobody dope ass me.
Kenny, we can't hear you. Gotta talk louder.
They're both clean.
This is Enter the Realm, goddammit. You gotta speak up.
Yeah, they look pretty clean. Now I have to say the stealth bomber mode for G Creation probably looks better. But
miss me some Stacy Keebler.
They're both good.
Ooh. What about Stacy Keebler?
Oh, Chicago Paul said in the chat, shout out to Stacy Keebler. And I
see what's funny. I don't know if you have the other comparison shot, but this IDW picture looks more like the Generation Toy, but the original art looks more like the G Creation. So they both went for a version of the same thing.
Sure.
That alt mode though for Generation Toy, I don't know about that. Man, looks like a fucking boomerang. No, it's not even a boomerang. What is that?
It's a stealth bomber.
But look at the front. It's like, I don't know. Looks like that thing Joker flew from World's Finest.
Yeah, like, the original design. Looks more like G-Creation, I think.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's funny that that's how it is. This one here looks definitely like the Generation toy, and the next one looks more. The original design looks definitely more on the G-Creation.
Longer gun. He's got the pointy shoulder pads.
Yep, yep, yep.
So they, definitely. I think they both nailed what they were both going for.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So it's just up to you. What I don't like about the G-Creation is the faux Decepticon logo. Just leave it blank. Let fucking Repro Labels take care of
it. Yeah. Yeah, because what are you going to do there?
You need at least two labels.
You got to find a stencil label, you know? But honestly, I think this is the design they should have went with in the fucking last movie.
Can you go back one, Dust?
Brian, for you, anything.
Thanks, man. I just wanted to see this picture again.
Dude, good?
I really liked him as Stealth Bomber. I thought that was great. Yeah. That was a great idea.
It was new and refreshing.
Yep.
And you know, honestly, that Hasbro toy was, it's a fucking Hasbro toy, but it was pretty cool to knock around with.
The story in that spotlight of him, too, when he just got that body, was pretty awesome as well.
My body, your body, that body.
Sorry.
All right, apparently this was, I think, PR was the one that posted this. This is going to be another repaint of that, what is that, MMC's Hot Rod? IDW Hot Rod? More of a shattered glass look to it.
Yeah, this is the terror version, right?
Mm.
This is different than the Toronto.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Apparently, this is gonna. Rumor is it's gonna be another exclusive. Yeah. Maybe DC.
But yeah, I mean, it says it right there on the page. Convention exclusive.
It? Shut up.
Shadow Ghost.
I can't see it. It says Con Intention.
Con Intention.
Yeah, so I thought maybe, like, you know, he had intentions of being a bad dude.
Bad dude.
Yeah, supposedly they're hiding the face on purpose. About him having a
good terror.
It's Tarn. Okay, next up. What was this, GC Creed? This was GC Creation also?
Yawn.
I think. Their six-shot, IDW-inspired six-shot.
Don't we already have like six of these?
Well, we need seven.
I guess so.
Kenny, it's new. It's new and new, so shush. If we weren't doing this, we'd be still talking about ankle tilts and Fantastic Four.
Wonder if he has a good ankle tilt.
He looks great. Very quiet.
Yeah, well, whatever. You know, I don't care about this.
It's a big fig. All right, we're just going to keep it rolling then.
That's kind of cool, though, that he scales with Carnifex.
Look at those ball joints.
Did Dan leave yet?
I think it's going to be freaking huge.
No, I'm still here.
All right. Just checking. I can't see you guys while I'm screen sharing. So, yeah, it's pretty dope. It's pretty big, so it's going to scale with the Carnifex.
I wonder how well that'll sell and how much companies will take notice from it, because how many people bought the whatever the MMC was called. Everybody had that figure.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's just funny. It's just like he looks so much like the Hexatron, just fucking on steroids. You know what I mean? Just revamped and stylized.
So would this be an oversized knockoff?
No.
No.
Ball joint ankle.
All right, this dropped today. X Transbytes is getting very ballsy. And they're coming out with a very brittle, Jolly Rancher looking clear Elegos.
This is speaking Elegos. Of ballsy, this reminds me of that joke dildo Megatron that flies around the groups every now and then.
Yes.
It's got that same kind of look to it.
It's got that same look.
I know that's not what they're going for. They're going for the transition, as
Can
it were.
Can you imagine the fingers on this thing?
Dude, I don't understand why they didn't use their transparent freaking die cast that they have for the feet.
It's special. It's special. I mean, you remember Charlie Brown, the Christmas tree, when you looked at it, the fucking little, the needles fell off the tree? That's going to be the fingers on this thing when you open it up. You look at it, it's going to... It's just going to fucking fall off. Oh,
that's going to be a mess.
I mean, honestly, are looks they dope. Really...
You can't play with it, though.
Are they really just going for cash grabs now, really?
Well, I think they had some extra... probably the factory called and said, hey, man, guess what I just found? A big-ass drum full of that clear purple shit. Yeah,
run it.
Run them. You remember what we made those Energon cubes out of? Yeah, it's worse than that, but we got a lot of it.
This shit's like fucking peanut brittle.
Yeah. Don't thump it or drop it.
Oh man, I mean, you know, there is a huge collectors out there that like this transparent shit. So
transparent is cool. It's just when you have a company with that reputation and
see, that's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
With regular plastic, that shit breaks.
Yeah. Clear plastic, it's a little rough, and then you have some issues, and you have that reputation. There's always those guys like, it's a piece of shit, it's not going to work, blah, blah, blah. Wait till it comes out and see what's up. But you know it's going to be bad.
So it's even got a little little Galvatron that's...
Yeah, he's in there too. I think I got him. I mean, it looks good, man. I kind of dig the look. It's kind of like, you know, when Unicron was making them, kind of like a transition. That's where they're going with this.
Ace would like
that.
It better be on a finger banging.
Yeah, so man. Ace would love this so he could actually see how it works.
Hey, guys, yeah, we should just pool in some money into a PayPal account so he can get this and break it live on
Ace,
here.
Ace, this is your birthday present. This is what you get.
No matter what you – this is definitely what he's getting.
No weird Japanese shit for you.
Nope, this is it. Yeah, I mean, I guess this is just—it's just a special piece. I mean,
and it's $179.99.
Yep, it's a cool not idea. Even a cheaper it's price. Just, it's just—it's
clear plastic. It's gonna break.
Yeah, man.
It's cool idea. Just, we all know what's gool gonna happen.
And new pics of this dude.
Finally.
Who is this?
This is the X-Transbots Cosmos.
Is this the same one?
Klaatu.
Piss-colored one.
I'm sorry?
It's the same as the piss-colored one?
The piss-colored one.
Didn't they make a clear one of this?
That was Toy World. That was Toy World.
Oh, I get these companies mixed up.
This is X-Trans. This is the one that we've all been waiting for.
When they all do it all together. It's...
Aesthetically, I think, personally. I'm not telling you guys what to buy, but I like this one the most.
I like this one, too.
Looks really good. Shout out to Jisk. Got a little spray can in his hand.
Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Got to kill them plants.
Clean in the back. You know, there's a little wanky right there, back there, with the snowshoes.
Nothing wrong with that.
X-Transbot style. I'm not hating.
I love kibble.
Do you?
I do.
You're a kibble and bits motherfucker.
I dig kibble.
Here it is with the
Metroid.
The stand there, pulling the shit up. No cow included.
That's a cool little stand for it. Oh,
yeah.
That's
cool. I think it's really cool that they added all that. It's got that from the one episode with the shit growing on them.
That episode and the one where they go to, was it Titan around Jupiter?
Totally.
I'm in. This is the one I've been waiting for, and I think this is the one I'm gonna get.
I like how the yellow bits, you know how the G1, those were his legs, where they pulled out. I love how they left that in there. That's cool.
He's a big motherfucker too. Look at that.
Holy shit, he is. Yeah, look at that.
You know what? Toy World looked good too, but to me, the Toy World, this top part here was too wide and too stumpy. Stop with the jokes, but you know, just didn't get it. Didn't do it for me.
What is this car? Well, how big is that?
That's the MMC Terrigus, the
rally one. Yeah,
they're Ironhide, not Ironhide, Trailbreaker hoist mold.
Really?
Yeah. So that was the TFCon exclusive.
MP car size.
Yeah. Look how big. That's dope. But then again, a mini bot.
Do you have a pic of him in robot mode to see how he scales?
Boom. Brian, come on, bro.
That's not bad.
You out.
Not bad at all.
So, dude, all right. This has got like some friggin' mass shifting in it. It's all huge and alt mode. And
Yeah, look short. At the chest. Yeah. So there's probably going to be flips and flaps and doodads in there.
I can't believe they used Masterpiece tracks.
Well, they did have a couple episodes that were together.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Unfortunately. God,
I haven't seen that Masterpiece tracks in so long.
God, we need a fucking new track. Someone yeah. makes new fucking tracks.
I had to transform that son of a bitch today. Shout out to Dan.
Oh, God. That thing is so fucking bad.
I had to transfer two of them because I have Road Rage to put them in the boxes.
Yeah. You want Rage, buy that fucking thing.
Mine's been modded too, but
the handsome mod?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have to say, I definitely do enjoy the tracks more than I do this Phoenix. I wish I could see Brian's face right now.
Stop your lies, Dust.
I wish I could see Brian's face right now.
Dude.
All right, we're going to keep moving along real quick. Let's get done with the screen share shit and talk some fucking fun. Zeta Toys Armageddon, which is their blast off. This is the pictures of the final box. I think the box looks great. A little homage to MP style for a fucking $50 product. I think this looks fantastic. I just wish I really wanted this toy because I like the presentation here. You know I'm a box guy. And I got crickets on that one. Wow, crickets tonight.
The ankles look great.
And it looks like on the back of the box, they're going to do the same thing that Warbitron did with their Bruticus, where you could piece them all together and make a bigger piece of artwork.
So you can piece them all together and put them in the closet.
Sure, yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. And there was a picture, I saw it somewhere online today, I forgot who was it, one of the smaller sellers out there. You are able to take the arm and put it onto Toy World.
Yep. Yeah.
Debbie. And I noticed, grabbed that pick.
I noticed that those connections were the same a while back when we saw that.
Yeah. Is that a PO5 in the background?
I believe it is.
And then we have a new pick of their Armageddon.
Armageddon it.
Really fucking good in grayscale.
I love Bruticus, but I have like another $600 combiner.
Yeah, you have the Warbitron, right?
No, I don't. I didn't touch any of those outside of the Green Giant and the Advanced Project Minotaur.
Is this the one in the last SCU where Robert D was saying it looks like he has a bubble gun on his arm?
Yes. Bloop, 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 bloop. Yo, I just did. You guys listen? Oh, everybody listened to the last episode of Shadowcast. Okay.
I did.
Oh, it was so good, man. It was Bobby, it was Deluxe, and Robert. That was it.
Yep.
That was it. The leashes were off. These guys were just Robert and fucking Matt were killing me. Killing me. And Bob, and you could tell Bobby was right in there with them, and every once in a while he's like, yo, relax. He's got to jump in there and pull on the reins a little bit here and there. But it was just refreshing to hear them and just go all on out. It was really a fun episode. I really enjoyed it. And shout out to Bubble Guns. It definitely does look like that. But, you know, I can definitely see what Bobby's saying about how this looks completed. You know, it looks good, but, I already have a stylized Bruticus. It's up there, and I haven't touched it in fucking a year and a half. I don't need another stylized Bruticus. All right, I'm alone tonight. That's great.
You need, like, one of anything, you know.
Shout out to the Dust Mite show here.
Yeah, sorry, Dust. I mean, you're the only one who cares about this, talking about this. I mean, Chris is out.
I guess.
Dan doesn't collect Transformers.
I know.
Kenny.
The fuck, Dan?
You're like a Chug guy, Beast Wars guy, right?
Yeah, but I do Masterpiece. Yeah. It's just, you know, this price point is just pretty crazy. I mean, I still need to get the Toy World Devastator.
Yeah. And
I blame Jisk for all this.
Yeah, my love is lost on this thing because there's three companies making them or whatever. I'm just waiting until they're all done, and then I'll make my choice. Yeah,
there's 75 options for each fucking character now. Like,
well, so, Brian, let me ask you something. You digging what Unique Toys is doing?
To be honest, I'm not really interested in a Bruticus.
Really?
Yeah, the only real Masterpiece combiner I want is Devastator, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're not in on the Toy World one that's already out?
I sold it, and I'm debating buying another one, but I just know I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for the news. I'm going to wait for the end of September.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I think Fans Toys is going to announce their Devastator at DC.
Fuck Fans Toys.
I put it on record on a hangout a couple of weeks ago. putting it out right here. I think Fans Toys is going to announce their fucking Devastator at DC.
I think you're right, mainly because I finally got a Devastator.
And Takara is going to announce theirs that morning, just like they did Megatron last year.
All right, going on more with the Zeta boys. This is their aerial bots. These picks were taken from the Chosen Prime. I think they used 5% less light on these or something.
Yeah, they seem a little dull.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But these are the best picks out there right now. They look fantastic.
Really? I think they look
cool. The Zeta toys.
I feel like people will get these and be disappointed.
Why is that, Kenny? Talk to us.
Because they look good. Like, I don't think they look like trash or anything, but like they're very simple, you know, and like.
Well, kind of like the Toy World Devi.
They're gonna do. I feel like the Toy, like any Devastator, is gonna have more going on with it. The four jets are gonna be almost identical, which is fine. That's what they are. But I mean, again, how many fucking aerial bots have we got?
Not many. All we had was the TFC and the Combiner Wars.
Really? I thought there was
That's it.
And what's the price point on the limbs?
$50-$60, the same as the Bruticus.
That's not bad. I'm glad that they're.
Come on. Yeah. Zeta Toys is killing it with that price point.
I don't think it's a trash toy. I think it's just very simple and, you know, it is what it is. It's not going to be like blowing people away.
I think I like the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
I just wish they had G1 heads.
Yeah. And, you know, that being said, what I just said. I mean, these are looking fantastic. I actually am excited for these. Yeah. Not that I'm buying them right away, but I think they look fantastic.
I like the
very reminiscent to what TFC did. And you know, but they are aerial bots, man. They're fucking airplanes.
I like the jet modes a lot.
It's hard to fuck that up.
Yeah, I mean, it's
even Combiner Wars killed it.
There's a robot, and then there's an airplane, and one's on top of the other. That's really all you can do here.
Even Combiner Wars, really, I think the Combiner Wars Superion was really dope. Very G1 toy reminiscent. Yeah, he's got a backpack. They all do.
Yep. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I love Kibble, man. Give me that Kibble.
Shout out to Kibble.
Kibble life.
She'll be dancing tomorrow night, Rhode Island, at the Kibbles and Bits Club.
Coming up on the main stage
right now, it's Kibble.
Slap some body parts together
with her partner Bits.
Don't forget to tip your waitresses and your DJ. Don't forget tomorrow night is $2 shot for the 17
shots all night long. $3.
We'll have the ambulance in the parking lot for live resuscitations. $2 lap dances. But you have to pay with $2 bill.
All right, we got to fly through this.
How many more pictures do you have?
Right now. There's quite a bit of these.
Jesus Christ. We have other shit, too.
Oh, he's got ankle tilts.
Boom.
That's why that
was in there. Boom, bap, boom, bap, boom, bap.
Really?
Oh, my God. You know, I just killed it right there.
That was good. That was good.
Little stop motion action right there.
If you're on the audio, you missed out.
I know. Yeah. You know, that's the one thing about our audio listeners. They miss a lot of shit when not watching the fucking video show. We are the ROC video podcast, so get on it. Looks good, man. I'm really in, man. And the price point's good.
I do want to see how that how the arms collapse in. Like, because when in robot mode, it's like.
Look.
No, I know, but in robot
mode.
Very
simple.
So I want to see that. That's the only part that I'm really interested in.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Really, that's it?
That's it.
Shout out to the Cool Table Network.
Hey, Dust, while you're screen sharing.
Yes.
Could you Google the Lego Voltron real quick? Oh, yeah. Paul C., I'm doing this for you. He's sad that we don't do Lego more.
Oh, we should mention that. I totally set my mind.
I'm doing live Google. Can you see this?
Is that an official thing?
Lego.
There's Pornhub. Oh, Brazzers. He's into Brazzers. Okay.
No. You jizz. You want some images?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a real thing? It's like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fan thing. Okay. And they picked it up.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
So maybe Paul can tell us in the chat because I don't know. These fans projects, no pun intended, that get made into real licensed things. Is there a limited quantity on this, or is this something that like will just be at Toys R Us one day? What's the deal?
Usually, you guys remember the Ghostbusters set?
Yes.
Firehouse. I believe that was one. There's been some other lesser known ones. The Back to the Future car was like the original one. So they're not like super rare, but like they have a little bit more of a price point, it seems. Like
guys, look at this. Yeah. That is dope, man. Look at that.
Look, they can sit. So yes. For those of you who's missed out on the Souls to Goken Voltron, Lego's got you covered.
Yeah, except this, this is $600.
Wow, this is nailing it right here.
It's not like a and Puck is, it's not, it isn't regular run. It is a lesser run, but
all right. I'm sure the price point's going to be a little expanded.
Yeah, I mean, if I knew how many pieces this was, I could make it.
It's probably going to be the same price as a Souls to Goken fucking
17 pieces.
17.
It's actually now it's question. Actually I'm interested in this. Will it come together? Or do I got to put it together?
Oh, are you fucking serious, Gus? Come
because
on.
Because if it came together, I'm in. If I have to sit there and put it together, I'm out.
No, yours would cost $600 because you'd have to buy somebody that was
pass. I'm done.
I bet at most 300, but I bet around 200.
I fucking love it, man. I think it looks fucking fantastic.
Dude, look at the
parts. Dude made this.
I mean.
These Lego guys are fucking crazy. Shout out to
you know how Lego they'll have like those specialty pieces and stuff, but this looks, I mean, looks like they've got it broken down to the smallest little pieces. The piece count is gonna be nuts.
So how do they do this? I guess they made custom pieces.
Sometimes they do, but dude, you can do anything with Lego nowadays.
Those are all existing pieces.
Oh, did you see those drivers?
I don't know if that comes with it or if it's just a fan guide. Yeah, I think maybe it does.
It's got that signature thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's got the signature.
I bet they don't go inside it, judging by the size, but, I mean, to have them next to it will be rad.
Yep.
They very well might, though. They might surprise the hell out of
them. And you see they gave you Sven and the princess.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. That's it.
Well done. Some assembly required, says Ross.
Yeah, man, if I got to put that shit together, I am not into that. Come it's on, nice.
Man. It's a Crafts Uncle Dust.
No, thank you. No, thank you, sir. I got to get all my shit back to normal here. And I got to piss like a racehorse. So what's going on, man? Screen sharing's done. Where's Chris? Where's the host?
Chris has some questions for us.
Yeah, he had questions.
Yeah, Chris posted up in the ROC Facebook group. If you don't know, there's a Facebook group for the Realm of Collectors. Just go to Facebook and search Realm of Collectors in groups and you'll find it. And I will hit the accept button if you aren't from a foreign land and a member of 3,000 groups, because that only, you know, throws a little suspicion your way of being some sort of spam bot. So
before we get into that, a couple things this weekend. Is New Jersey Collectors Convention, NJCC, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at the Holiday Inn there. This is their first, correct me if I'm wrong, two-day event, Saturday and Sunday. I know Brian Brink and myself will be there definitely on Saturday representing the Realm and selling some of our pre-owned and pre-loved goodies as well. And I'll be there with Crashbox Customs with diorama stuff for sale. And just some display pieces. So if you want to talk dioramas or displays for your DTOFs or whatever, come by and we could chat it up about that. I know a lot of the Jackals are going to be there on Sunday only.
I will definitely be there Sunday only.
But we will have a presence there both days. Well, we have an ROC table. We have glasses for sale. Because I found them today.
Oh, the pint glasses?
We have a pint glass for sale.
Awesome.
And we have we still have, if any of you hipsters out there need a beanie for this time of year, we still have beanies for sale.
Winter is coming, Chris. Winter is coming.
It'll be here before you know it. So we do have rock beanies still and the glasses as well. So, Rock's getting a table.
A lot of tables.
Yeah. Well, we have a Realm of Collectors table proper. So we'll have a... We'll have a little presentation playing, and we'll have pamphlets so you can go to your neighbors and talk about the good Lord Realm of Collectors.
So it's what, you, me, Jose, Bricks. Does Dom have tables?
I don't know if Dom is in with our group, but I wouldn't. I can't imagine Dom not having a table.
Wow. Yeah. Hung's gonna be there. Bobby's gonna be there.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people there. I know Saturday and then Sunday as well. So
is Bob and Hung gonna be there both days?
Not that I know. I know Bobby's gonna be there Saturday. I don't know about Sunday for sure.
I really wish I could go fucking Saturday. I just can't make it Saturday.
I think Tony said he'll be there both days.
Is there a tickle in your throat? Is it?
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting a little.
What do you mean?
You might need Saturday to.
Nah, there's no way. Believe me, there is just no way I can make Saturday work. Okay. I tried, man. I tried everything possible. There's just no way I can make Saturday. I'm sorry, guys.
That's fine. We'll be there.
I'm stretching to get there Sunday, and it's just work wise, I'm good, but I'm just relying on a certain someone.
Well, Brian and I are staying together, no pun intended, in my good night, young man.
Peace.
Good night. I love you.
Aw.
Mwah. Bye. Good night. Yeah, hold it to your heart. Okay. It's like the fourth time he's come down and told me good night. he wanted to say good night to everybody. I told him he couldn't. Yeah, and actually, you'll get to meet my oldest. He's coming with me. Mason's coming. So.
Oh, dope, man.
That's yeah, great. He's coming in a... If you want to buy some pops, he's trying to sell some of his pops.
Pot? Mason's pops. Selling some pot?
Yeah, no, some pop Funko Pops. And he's looking for a Saitama from One Punch Man, a Figma figure. So that's what he's trying to sell his stuff so he can buy that. I said, I don't know if there'll be a lot of Figma action there or not, but it'll be a good time.
Are these mint and box pops or pre-used pops?
No, he takes them out and he licks them. Of course. I mean, pops aren't sealed, so it's kind of hard to determine that. He doesn't open. He's a very specific box pop collector.
Kenny's a big pop guy, right?
I like the Overwatch pops. I need to track down one that I don't have. But
yeah, Mason's got, I think, 85.
Kenny, you got to pee?
What?
You're rocking back and forth. Like,
I can't.
You look like Michael J. Fox.
I'm always just like moving.
You look like Michael J. Fox. You got to use the bathroom. Go use the bathroom.
So next Monday will be kind of our review as we normally do. We'll try to get some pictures and stuff, maybe a video walkthrough if we can of the action. I'm anxious to see how a two-day show goes. You know, Sunday, the one day show is normally pretty nuts, so I'm anxious to see what a two day show does. In other news, we said we'd talk about it tonight. So, the Rock Pack. So, we are less than 2 months away from TFCon DC. And as we did last year, we're going to do pre orders for pickup, at the convention. If you're not coming and you want one, just get with one of us or get with somebody that's going. We'll get it worked out. Same thing we did last year. It seemed to go pretty well. They're $40 this year. There is a ton of stuff in there. I'm so excited for everybody to see what we've put together. Gotten a good bit of the stuff in. I get the pleasure this year of assembly because I'm an hour from the venue, so. The crash box child labor laws will be broken once again for assembly line. So it's $40. There is a shirt included, and we're going to have small through 5X on the shirts. So it's small through 5X. There are limited sizes. We're doing a specific amount, so get your orders in. And once again, we're doing the same thing with Agabus. Shout out to Agabus. $100 raffle giveaway. You have to be present at the raffle. If you pre-order, you get two tickets for the raffle. Two. If you buy at the show, you get one. So, two.
And, yeah, Raul, that's agabus.com if you want to get your list together.
You want to go
ahead and win. I think Raul's Rock Pack is going to be missing his raffle tickets.
So those will be on our website starting Wednesday. Just check our social media. We'll post up when it's available. We have a couple quick things we got to work out to get it online for the orders. And we'll do Friday night pickup. We'll have a little event planned. We got a couple cool things in mind. I think it's going to be an awesome time. I will tell everyone I snuck down to Reston, Virginia over the weekend and saw the venue, and it is badass. Not necessarily the hotel, it's a hotel, but the area it's in, there are 10, 15 restaurants, like one or two blocks from the hotel. So there's plenty of places to spread out. There's all sorts of like common areas and stuff. I just hope nobody gets a public intoxication or pisses in a fountain or anything. You know, it's all bound to happen.
Shout out to Bram Juice.
Shout out to Brammer. Brammer, listen, you can buy as many rock packs as you want. Just don't wear the shirt.
Just don't wear the shirt when you're fucking lit.
Yep. So $40, they'll be on the website Wednesday. Just look for the link. That'll be Wednesday the 9th. And we will do pre-orders probably until we run out or the week before the event. So go ahead and
stuff this year, man. A lot of cool stuff. I mean, last year was great too, and we were like trying to sit down and think, how are we gonna make this year better? And you can't go crazy because you don't want to top off. Because what are we gonna do the third year? You know, so we gotta moderately turn it up a little bit. But
yeah, so we actually did go crazy. To be completely honest,
I think we did.
We went crazy, and it's. I'm trying to even. Let me look real quick. I just want to count the number of items that are
the ideas that were flowing. Like, oh man! What if we do this? What if we do that? What if we do this? And then you crunch the numbers and like, okay, that's not gonna work.
We can make it work.
It'll be an $80 rock pack.
Hey, if you guys are down for an $80 rock pack, let us know.
We can put some really cool shit in there. So
let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10 items in the rock pack this year. 10. And that's it's actually, if you count individual, there's multiples, but there's 10 different things in the rock pack this year. So,
$4 a night.
Yes, there you go.
You're getting
a $4 shirt.
He had his abacus ready for that.
It's an abacus. He's over there like, running beads up and down. So
he's running beads, all right.
Yeah. All right. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, just hit one of us up. Paul, it does not come with ankle tilts for Phoenix.
easy. Brian's gonna fucking punch me in the face this weekend.
I'm gonna buy Dust some ankle braces to wear so he doesn't get his ankles broke. So got a lot of good questions this week, guys. I'm actually banking them.
Hold on, I gotta be right back. You talk amongst yourself.
I'm gonna go ahead and ask this question. Hear the question and then go and you those. So this is from David M. Tron Viper. Here's something a little different. What is the Jackal Squad's favorite video game most fun to play on the Super Nintendo, specifically this console?
Wow.
All right. So, Brink.
Super Tecmo Bowl.
Dan.
Super Mario.
Yeah, I'm a Super Mario guy myself.
I only played two games on that.
I got a piece. So
same here.
I'm throwing my answer
Mortal Kombat.
Kenny.
I played a ton, so this is really hard. I'd probably have to go to Link to the Past, though.
The what?
Zelda. Link to the Past.
Zelda. So the Super Nintendo, in my time period, holds a special place in my heart because that was the first time that you really got arcade games at home. Yeah, so
to the arcade.
So, you know, Street Fighter II came, and I could play it in my basement. Ninja Turtles in Time, same thing. Bad Dudes was a game I distinctly remember playing in the arcade that came.
Contra 3 looked like the arcade. I don't know if they made an arcade of Contra 3, but it looked like the original arcade.
Yeah, so Mortal Kombat, even though they censored the blood on the, you know, that was a big thing. Super Nintendo, the Blood Genesis has blood for Mortal Kombat. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Was there a cheat code you could put in on the Super Nintendo?
To get the second blood? One anyway, I think.
Yeah, So, you know, I don't really – I'm not answering the question, but just the fact that you could play – it's probably Street Fighter 2 because I played the fuck out of that on my – and I played it in the arcade like a maniac, and then as soon as it – I mean, I pre-ordered and bought it with the quickness. That was probably – Chinese Ninja Warrior. There you go.
F-Zero is fantastic too. That's
but there's so many good games, and, you know, they're doing the
classic,
you know, and there's just so many emulators at this point. You can get all those games.
I want this the NES Classic. I could care less about, but
the
SNES Classic with the two controllers. I mean, Contra 3, Secret of Mana, I never played.
So many
other good games. I only played two games, Tecmo Bowl and Mortal Kombat. My roommate used to kick my ass in Mortal Kombat all the time.
You're missing out, man. I think the SNES is the best console ever.
SNES. All right. Let's move on to some other questions here. This one's Cody asked a good question, but I want to wait till everybody's here to ask it. Let me look here and get another good one. Geez, so many good ones here.
Good question, but I want to wait till everybody's here to ask it.
Hey, how about
I'm just checking the likes. There's 24 likes and 35 people watching. Gotta hit that like button, everybody. Hit that like button. Let's get a like spike going on.
So Tyler L hit us up with a big pile of questions. Let me just pick some of these here. If you won the lottery, do Brian?
I'm sorry. Say again.
If you won the lottery, what would you do?
What would I do?
Mm-hmm. Rock pack for everyone.
You know, to be honest, I think my fellow brethren would probably get a little bit of that. My collecting brethren, yes. For sure. And you guys would probably never see me again. Yeah, I'd move away to an island or something. Yeah.
Right, I was gonna say the same fucking thing. You will not see dust mites ever, motherfucking again.
So I'm getting away from all this fake news. Getting away from all the fucking complainers, and I'm just gonna.
I'm rich, bitch.
Disappear. I might be the first man on the moon, to be honest.
All right, Dan.
Pay off my school debt. Buy my mom a house. Bank the rest.
How much? How much were we winning?
Just the lottery. We didn't say.
Oh, it didn't say. I mean, there, you could win a $5 scratch off.
Well, let's just say you won Powerball.
I won a $5 scratch off. Let's just say next week
you won Powerball. Let's just say you won Powerball.
Eight digits.
Eight digits. What about you, Kenny?
I'd be pretty simple. I'd probably just buy a house. I'd, you know, treat some people that I know and live pretty similarly, except for not working.
So I would travel like a maniac. You know, I would see every nook and cranny of the world. If there's a convention for sneakers or toys, I would be there. I would probably have a house for toys, a house for sneakers, and and then a house for my wife to live in because she would hate me because I have all that.
Paul C. said Brink would fill the hole in his wall or take improv classes for his superpower.
Definitely. I would be definitely taking some health self-help.
Oh, man, these answers in the chat are money, man.
Brian would go to IKEA and spend $48 on one shelf and put it right behind him next to the thermostat there.
That's right.
Oh, Paul, going back just a minute. Man, I totally forgot about – no, never mind. Yeah, WCW games were on the 64. That was an awesome console. Yeah, pay my house, make sure me and family square spread my life. All right, so if you could witness one event from past, present, or future, what would it be, Brian?
One event from past – it's like we need these ahead of time to think
I know, about. Right?
One event from past, present, or future, and what would it be? Shit. I don't know. Come back to me.
Okay, Dan, you got anything?
I don't.
What the fuck are we talking about?
If you could witness one event, past, present, or future.
One event. What do you mean? What event?
One event. One thing in time that you.
One event in my time? Everybody's time?
Past, present, or future.
Kind of a fucked up thing. I don't get
I've got one. Okay.
I've got one too, yeah.
Best ankle tilts?
I wish I had seen Michael Jordan play in Chicago Stadium.
Oh, that's
oh, that event. I wish I was there when Hindenburg went down.
You said attend?
The humanity!
If you could witness.
Oh, I thought you said win. Like, so I was like, I don't know, winning World War II would be pretty cool.
No.
But,
yeah. witness.
Oh, to witness. Oh,
I was thinking of when the first Star Wars came out. If I was around in 1977.
Oh, okay, I got one now.
Kenny, I was there, baby.
Well, I wasn't, all right?
I was 5 years old, but I was there.
All right, so I actually have one now. I'd go back to the 70s and see the Blazers win the championship because it ain't ever going to happen again.
Come on, Dame Nation ain't going to make it happen.
No.
Okay.
They need a team, not a player.
Paul wanted to be last year's TFCon raffle.
It was a grand old time for sure. All right. House is burning down. What item do you grab and take? It can take
Wookie, Ori.
There you go. All right. Who else?
Same thing. I'd grab the cats or my brother and mom. That's
or my brother-in-law.
Or
well, you know
or
what
his
I mean.
Brother.
Like, everybody's
the cats or his, whichever one I could find first.
Well, you know, I mean, more than likely they're going to be awake, but if they're not, I'm grabbing them and running. You know what I mean?
Well, I tell you what. One thing I'm not grabbing is my fucking cats.
You fucking douchebag.
They're not my cats. My
they can pet themselves.
I mean, other than my children, and I would probably. Shit, I don't know. I don't have a prized possession.
Just yep. Fucking money, man. You could buy whatever you want.
That's right. Again, yeah,
everything's replaceable, so it's tough. It's tough for me to think about that one too.
Can't save a life. You have to save a life. You can't save fucking product.
Probably yeah. my autographed Samoa Joe poster. Just kidding.
Running out with a 65-inch on your fucking arm.
That's right. That's right.
Grab that Matrix and say, light my darkest hour.
That's what I do. I grab the Matrix. Hey, I yanked that son of a bitch apart today on accident. It goes right back together. Let's do one more. Hang on. Where are we at here?
You better grab all the rock packs out of that fucking room.
Yeah, right.
And you got them all ready and done. That's for sure. That's the future.
This is something we've talked about a lot, but what franchise without toys would you want toys for? Anybody got that one?
Die Hard.
Okay, what toys would you want from Die Hard?
Well, John McClane, Hans Gruber, Simon, and Samuel Jackson's character.
What about the crazy Chinese guy with the long hair?
What about the
who was too. In every 80s action movie as a bad guy thug?
What about the guy from Family Matters that was the cop? Reginald Vail Johnson.
Oh, you know, yeah, he'd be great too. Only if he came with the cop car though.
All right,
yeah.
Who makes
the limo driver with limo? All
right, who makes these figures?
No.
This Dan, one, I'd probably go Diamond them? Select. I think they could do it. They have a good balance of articulation and paint and sculpt.
Okay, who else? Who has another one?
Everything makes fucking toys now. I can't even think of anything.
I would want.
What would you want, Chris?
I would want Seinfeld figures, like good quality Seinfeld figures, and I'd want the whole cast. I'd want
8-10 inch. You know,
I'd
he wants a 12-inch.
I want Mezco to make them. Yeah,
that would be dope.
I want Mezco to make Seinfeld figures. I want an apartment playset. I want Jerry's Porsche or his Saab rather.
Little Yevry Seinfeld.
Do you want the booth at Monk's?
I want the booth at Monk's. I want the puffy shirt.
How about a putty with an 8-ball jacket?
I want the putty. I need the putty. Yeah. I need the loaf of rye. I need Jerry's parents.
Dude, man, that's you're onto something, man. A fucking Seinfeld fucking line would be dope.
Yeah. I have the puffy shirt that comes with like the DVD set, and I
got that. I still have it too.
All over the place. Yeah, when I used to work at a place that sold those. So
I saw the.
There'd be a lot of soft goods.
The puffy shirt is in the Smithsonian, in the like the pop culture wing. That was there.
Why are these guys on Realm of Collectors talking about this?
Is it bad that I've never seen Seinfeld?
You're an asshole.
It is, dude. You have a hell of a binge watch in front of you, man.
Man, I envy tell you. What, if you can't just jump in and watch Seinfeld. You have to watch it for a while to build that momentum.
Yeah. I mean, I want George with the shrinkage shorts on.
With the puffy the puffy jacket, the Gore-Tex jacket. It's Gore-Tex.
Yeah,
I want the
Terry Hatcher with removable top.
There's so much soft goods going on here right now.
I think I could get Dustin on soft goods if we did the Seinfeld
Hell
set.
Hell yeah, man. If they did a whole line, I'd buy them all. There's so many variants.
I want a Dean Cain Superman.
Nice.
I love Dean Cain as Superman.
Hey, you can get you another Terry Hatcher.
How do we go from Seinfeld to Dean Cain?
Let's say it was Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, anybody
they're
else?
They're real and they're extravagant. What was it? Glorious?
Spectacular.
Spectacular. That was it. Spectacular.
Brian, you got one?
Dude, Chris, that was a good one, man. Because I was drawing a blank before that.
Yeah.
It's like,
you gotta think outside.
Paul L in the chat says Cartwright.
What was his, what's Jerry's uncle, the shifty uncle? What's his name?
Uncle Leo.
Uncle Leo. Uncle
Leo. Swarm, swarm. You get
those. Yeah, when his eyebrows burned off.
Episode talking about
what about the Festivus pole? That could be it. It could be an exclusive.
Yep.
It could be the
PC exclusive.
It's time for the feats of strength.
That's right. I got some real problems with you people.
The airing of grievances. You know, right. Like Lethal Weapon figures.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a good one too.
Mm. Be nice. You could get a mullet out of the deal.
Small little line, nothing too crazy. Whatever Leo gets.
Yeah, I thought I'd get outside the box there and not say.
No, that definitely, that was, yo, you nailed it, man. You fucking move on. Next.
Those would sell too. Everyone would.
Oh, dude, they could, man, do it. If somebody did a Kickstarter for that.
Yeah, but think about the money they would have to pay for the clearances.
What's the deal with crowdfunding?
The clearances for the fucking likenesses and shit, man.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. Let's do. You guys want to do another one?
The Kramer in the pimp suit.
Yes. Oh, what about Kramer in the Technicolor dream coat?
Yeah, the Technicolor dream suit jacket.
Oh my gosh,
dude! I would like the drawers with the little
the Chinese guys.
The Chinese guys.
Right, like the drawers. Man, I'm up.
It's a Farkman. Farkman.
That guy was like, no, not the drawers.
Don't destroy the Farkman.
Remember, they were bringing bags of oranges to their meetings. It's like, oranges are a delicacy or something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the cast of Gung Ho.
Do you guys want to do one more or you want to call it?
No, go one more. Fuck it. We're just fucking around with this Seinfeld shit, man. That shit was good, man. Chris, that was dope.
This is from Todd R. Thoughts on companies not finishing a line. Is it annoying when they cherry-pick figures to release or rehash the same design over and over instead of giving us new characters? You know, it's funny. I was talking to Mason, my son, tonight about this. So he likes anime. He watches several shows. One Punch Man, for example, mentioned it earlier. Figma has released one figure from that show. One of the main character, just one. That's it. Now, I mean, we were just kind of brainstorming and came up with like five or six characters they could release. And then he's got another show he watches called My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there's one Figma figure from it. That's it.
Well, that just came out too.
Well, Figma. Right. So, I mean,
but it is Figma, so who knows how they're going to keep going.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just odd they just picked the one figure, but. What do you guys think about that? I mean, companies just cherry pick figures or just use the same stuff over and over instead of fleshing out a line.
It's really annoying.
It's crazy. That's why, especially like Dave in the chat says, shout out to Geeker Power. That's why I wait until they're like really hit on things, or I try to, because you never fucking know with all these clowns out there.
Clowns. Yeah.
Well, shout out to it.
You know, sometimes there's extenuating circumstances where a company will fold or whatever and, you know, won't finish something, kind of like this Thundercats fiasco. Right, Brian?
Yeah.
I know you're pretty salty about that.
I am.
Salty about that. Brian's a salty motherfucker lately.
I tell you, I can be. I can be salty.
I can see that. I can see you looking at me. I'm watching you, bro. I see you. I see you. I'm watching. It's like,
you're definitely, why are you over there?
You definitely punched me in the face on Sunday.
Thundercats, man. It's like they drove me into the arms of the Batman the Animated Series figures. And then here I am still coping. Now I'm buying Marvel Legends. Sir, it's an empty hole that I could never fill.
Yeah, man. Wow, you're really going down that legend hole.
All I will say is thanks, Thundercats.
And as speaking of holes, I was talking to Bram on Plastic Fanatics this past weekend, and he really got me looking at some selects, more selects. I'm going to get that Cable selects, and I'm looking at others, and I'm like, yeah, they're not so, you know, super fucking poseable, but these are the figures I want on my fucking shelves.
You know, some of those look really
comic accurate.
Some of them look really killer, and then some of them, like,
yeah, Jesus, yeah. It's kind of like Seinfeld with the chick that had the two faces. Under a certain light, she looks good. And then, like, going with the Seinfeld shit, so. Yeah, definitely, man. It's definitely a line you could cherry pick, but I'm definitely think I'm going to be diving into that.
Well, check out your LCSs if you're looking for stuff. There's always probably some gems, local comic shops.
LCS. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't have local. They're 45 miles away comic shops here in New Jersey.
So the one I had, and I don't guess I have it anymore. It was the Punisher with the guy in the pool in the pinball machine.
Yeah,
I wish I need to pick that up again. That was a cool figure. That was probably the first select I ever got back in the day.
Yeah, I got an idea for a shelf that I want to, like a shelf area that I want to do with that. So I think they're going to work well, especially when they come with those little backdrops and shit. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
I know it's all nothing right to do with the question, but.
Well, that question didn't really get
answered. Want to run down the chat? Who wants to run down the chat? That's Brian, you can run down the chat.
Yeah, man, I can run it down. Sure. A lot of people in here today.
Why don't you lean down with them ankles?
So, what did we get from a likes perspective? Anybody sandbagging us? Oh, the 32 watching, 32 likes. Nice.
Is that it? 32 and 32.
Yeah, we're after
2 o'clock. My screen still says 45. It's been loading.
All right. See,
everybody knows I can find out who the fuck's giving us the dislikes now, so everybody's all shook.
All right, man. A lot of people in here. We Cabalta starting us off, and then Chat Wingenham, EE Prime, Breezy Fresh. So, what's up there, Dust?
I was doing my Chat Wingenham impression.
How are you?
Hi, guys.
Cody from Across the Pond was in here. Knight of Ren, Sunday Heat, Hurricane BX. And hope you're enjoying your vacation, brother.
Yes.
Lord Shadowkeeper. KJ Smith, shout out to KJ Smith, taking pictures of Seekers, stuffed up girls' butts or whatever is going on there today in the group. Rob M was in there. Paul C. Dust. Paul C said he'd put your Voltron together if you bought it for him. Or if you want for yourself.
We would have to have some time together.
Yeah.
I would have to buy him Taco Bell or something. That's not happening. So fuck you.
Super Dimensional was in there. Raul the Machine was in there.
Right. Shout out to the Machine, baby.
That's right. Hey, Raul, they also announced that a Fans Toys and Mega Supreme would be raffled off at NJCC. So
how is that exactly?
I don't know. Maybe someone covered in nerd germs.
Hey, they're also raffling off a Fans Toys Omega Supreme. They are.
Right. Yep.
I don't know how the fuck that's happening. It must be maybe it's 215 is going to raffle off their prototype.
Promise on delivery later.
Yeah, I guess maybe something.
We had Anthony B in there. And this next one, SS3BIAIU. It's best I can do there.
It's new. That's somebody we haven't seen him in.
Yep. We had Dark Face.
Shout out to Dark Face. I love the running jokes that we have. Like Seinfeld, you know? Dark Ace. We get it. It's Dark Ace, but he's Dark Face. That's what he'll always be, is Dark Face.
Pigment Surgery was in there. What's up, JD? Toddzilla85. Jesse James. We had Eddie Chi. Eddie Chi said he's selling at NJCC and looks forward to meeting us all.
Cheap promotion. $5 for that.
Primal Sabbath is in there. Frogman78. Energon Addict. Mega81. What's up, Antoine? Primacon. Dan Plastercrack. Lionel M. The Duke. 13, Jason L. Again, happy birthday, man. Nerd Out was on. They had to dump early, though, because they ate too much ice cream. They said they had to work that out.
That sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
Nerd Out.
Craig R. is in there. Tyler L. Soundwave Will. Sportimus. Paul L. Russ the Muss. Chromador. That's up, Andrew. He'll be visiting us down at the con as well. Trent's 5 and The Vendetta.
Happy birthday, Trent. He just had a birthday recently.
Sweet. Happy birthday.
Jesus. That was a lot of motherfuckers in there.
Yeah. Rock famine.
Yeah.
All right. Let's run down the Jackals real quick.
We got to do the chat like at 9:30.
Brian Brink. Why don't you tell the good people out there where you at?
In the Facebook groups, Brian Brink. On Instagram at Brinkalizer. And seriously, if you're in the area, calm fucking down and see us this weekend.
Word.
We enjoy having people come hang out.
It's 2 days this week, time, man. 2 days. You might not see all of us, but you'll see some of us. So there's no excuse. I can't make a Sunday, we'll get there Saturday. Can't make a Saturday, get there Sunday. Somebody will be there.
You know, Brian and I will be there both days. Worst case, the Brinkalizer and the Pinkerton will be there for you.
Yep. And I think Jose is going to be there too. I think he's just going to throw in the towel. But that's it. I'm doing 2 days. So.
I don't.
Don't come if you're coming to buy on Saturday. I'm just letting you know my prices are going to be high.
Go down on Sunday is definitely the day to get them cut slash dust mites prices is on Sunday.
I'm going to have some dust mites deals, and then I'm going to have some overpriced stuff. So, you know, meet me in the middle, neath that old Georgia pine, and we can talk it through. Dan, where you at?
RVDumble_Dent on IG, and I lurk in the Facebook group.
He lurks hard.
He lurks everywhere.
He's the lurkingest dude I've ever seen.
He's a lurking motherfucker.
Special guest star tonight, Kenny Prime. Where you at?
I'm pretty much just on the Instagram at Kenny Prime. You guessed it.
Got to get on that Facebook. Get in the groups.
I lost my password just now, so I got to figure that out.
No, that's great.
Yeah, I got to figure that out so I can get the links for these.
Just call up Mark Zuckerberg. I know you got his number. Just be like, hey, yeah. Mark. Give me my shit back.
Go home, you go.
And let's see here. Mr. Dust Mites.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Dust Mites on Instagram. Eddie Dust Mites in the Facebook groups. Just got something down the wire right now. Some Cobra Law news. Official release date for Nathan Haskell's new album of Cabbage and Kings is August 28th. Finally.
I just wrote that.
Album's done. The artwork's done. This is the digital release. Hard copies will come soon after. So we're trying to throw this out there and get it out there as quick as possible. The artwork is finally done, so we have to send the artwork and all that shit out to the CDs to get the CDs made. But digital release is on August 28th. $8.
$8.
That's it. $8, man. Money back guaranteed. You don't like the album, he will give you money back.
It's like 20 tracks, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's about that. More than that. And you don't wonder why Cobra Law don't make no fucking money, because this motherfucker, everybody's like, yeah, I like this album, but you know what? I want my money back. No, we've never had to give any money back, but there is a money back guarantee. So August 28th of Cabbages and Kings, Nathan Haskell's new solo album. And other than that, NJCC this weekend. Hopefully I'll see you guys. I really want to be there. Factors are holding me back, but hopefully I will be there and see you dudes. Other than that, tomorrow night, RC Hangout. Guess what? Dust Mites is back. Dust Mites is hosting.
Oh, snap.
I will be hosting tomorrow night's ROC Hangout.
Are you a fifth string Puerto Rican?
No. You know what? You know, I don't feel that I need to be there every week. Be there whenever I can, whenever I want. There's a lot of other guys out there that can talk and get out there. I want members to put their name out there and be part of this shit. But tomorrow night, Daddy's home.
Is it because I was fake Dust Mites last week?
No. It's because Jose's on vacation and Dave Energon Addix getting ready for vacation. Everybody's like,
I'm saying you're the fifth string Puerto Rican.
I'm hosting. Watch out, bitches.
All right. I'm on Instagram at Pinkerton, PNKR10, and Christopher Pinkerton in the Facebook groups, because that's what my mama named me. Crashbox Customs on all your social media.
Crashbox
Customs. Pull up a chair at the cool table. Group of like-minded podcasts, including Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Figure Banging, Baron Bolter's 40K, 8 Week Stasis Lock, Toy Detox, and Into the Realm. Once again, Nate's got his new album coming out. Cobra Law Records presents Of Cabbages and Kings, August 28th for digital download from Nathan Haskell.
Seamlessly put in there.
You can send
your... See how he does that? See how he does it?
And listen, I don't want to toot my own horn.
Yeah, but you know, when you throw shit in there and he fuck up his flow, he looks at you like...
so to speak. But I think I have the best pool table shout out.
Yeah, you got it locked. Everybody takes notes. You see a lot of people taking notes.
Like,
Jose's got it locked out too, man. Jose got it going.
Jose's got it going.
I miss somebody. Yeah, Jose does.
He got it.
Hey, send your what's in the fucking box and shelf life videos to
EntoTheRealmCast@gmail.com. And I'm going to tell you guys, it's been very dry lately. What's going on?
One more time, Dust.
EntoTheRealmCast@gmail.com.
There you go. Shout out to tf-prototype.com. He's also got Twitter and Facebook. He reposts all of our stuff. Rock Packs, Wednesday. On our website, RealmofCollectors.com, $40.
Rock pack.
Get them while they're hot.
That's for pickup at TFCon in DC the last weekend. Was it the 30th and the 1st or whatever, September, October? It's in there. If you're not going, you can still get one. Just order it and hit one of us up or somebody you know is going, and we'll get that squared away for you. Our Facebook is Realm of Collectors. Our Instagram is at Realm of Collectors. Once again, our website is RealmofCollectors.com. If you listen to us on the audio version, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever service you use to listen to your podcasts, because that's what all the kids at the cool table are doing. That'll wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you for being with us. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that. We will see you tomorrow night for the hangout.
And, yay, if we're going to do unbroadcasted after this. So if you guys want the link, hit me up. Unbroadcasted hangout tonight after the Realm of Collectors enter the Realm show.
West side's the best side.
Anybody?
Thanks again, everybody.
Thank you.
Kenny, you guys anything? Kenny, you going to take us out?
BZ Fresh, I'll be your friend.
We are out officially.
We're not out yet. I didn't hit the button.
No, he drags this out way too fucking long. Dude, just hit the goddamn button. I have a nice clean outro.